The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here are the voices for Hawks football, Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
That's right, Hawks fan Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson, and we're coming at you for one of the last times here for the Hawks this season. But hey, week 10's right around the corner. We're looking at week 9, our last scheduled game of the season. Again, we're going to be doing another one, though, so not to worry there.
Last scheduled, last away game.
Last away game, let's put it that way. Your Hawks are taking on the Zilla Leopards tonight. So 50 degrees dropping quickly tonight, as 42 degrees is the temp expected to be at the end of this matchup. A steady 4-mile-an-hour wind pretty much out of the northwest, which unfortunately for us appears to be a cattle area. So it's a nice
dairy farm
that's wafting over here. That's expected throughout the game. So going to be a good one. It's also senior night here in Zilla, so the Leopards are starting their festivities. So a little bit longer on the halftime this game.
This game,
and probably a little before the game as well. So we got more to talk about coming up. We have a conversation with the coach. We got some of our thoughts. We also have a big shakeup for the line as well tonight. So we're excited to tell you about that coming up here on Hawks Radio. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rowe Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio any way you can, folks, and I'm glad you are. Welcome to the pregame show. Danny Beavley joined by Jason Watson, and we're in Zilla, that's right, against the Leopards. So far this season, they're running a 6-2 record this season, with the two losses being against the top two teams in the league, Royal and Kashmir. And let me tell you, some of these teams, you know, these matches that they were having, they were putting the stop down too. Like, it's goose eggs on the board for the other team. Let's put it that way. So definitely going to be a challenging opponent for your Hawks tonight. But it looks like they have a bit of a plan and a strategy coming up. Talking to Coach Jason, you sat down with Coach for a while. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about some changes tonight in the lineup mostly. So our at center, we have a new starting center, Mr. Hannafin. I'm going to have to search the roster here. Where did his name go? Micah Hannafin is going to be our starting center, kind of prepping him for next year as our regular starting center. Luis Gutierrez is a senior. And Gutierrez is going to get a chance to maybe get his hands on the ball tonight, because he's been moved back to fullback, wearing the number 4, the coveted single-digit jersey. Went from 54 to 4.
Man, I can't express how excited I am for him.
I'm really excited for him. After that interview we had, we talked about, I want to get the ball. So here's your chance, young man. Also, with that move for Gutierrez back to fullback, Judah Breithaupt, we've had a debate about how to pronounce that name because we've been told both. But Judah is moving back to the offensive line as well. So a little bit of change there. We are expecting to run the ball a lot tonight and get some more options in there with help me out here. Who made the move to Logan?
Logan
made the move to quarterback. Thank you. With him back at quarterback again, because Brandon is injured, out for the season. So expecting to see a lot more like triple option, and they've been working on trying to get those blocks on the outside of the line for those sweeping plays, and seeing the different ways we can get the ball to different people. Especially James Fry, he's really been taking off the past few weeks. He's been the workhorse, and they've been working on those screen plays. We talked about how last week, you know, you and I discussed it, Danny, where it looked like a screen play, but the receivers didn't block. They just kept on going down the field. So Coach said they were working on that this week as well. So hopefully if we see a screen, we'll see those blocks. But they said a lot of outside blocking they were working on this week.
I was wondering about that, you know, and it's, you really pointed it out, and then I watched it. It's, man, it happened 2 or 3 times. It's like they just didn't flip the switch to block, and they wanted to do something else.
If I remember correctly, they ran it 4 times. There was one time, I think it was the third one, where they blocked, and we got a few yards out of it. I think we ended up getting a first down or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon did running to the outside. I think that was one of his bigger runs. But the other three, the receivers blew right by the defenders and didn't block. I think one of them engaged farther down to like the safety, but it was, hey man, you need to get that guy that's up front. You need to get that corner that was right there in front of you. So Coach said they worked on a lot of outside blocking this week to try to help the options, especially the sweeps and the screens out to the outside. So look for some improvement there. And like I said, real excited to see Gutierrez have a chance to get the ball in his hands. I know he's excited.
And we're also facing a team that is, as Coach put, pass heavy.
Yeah.
Big time, which is going to be, has been a challenge for us so far this season.
Well, we're down our star safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a challenge to the defensive backfield. This team, Zilla, has, I was informed, they have set all the passing records for this league this year, and so we're expecting to see a lot of passes. And you know, we've been better kind of up front and with the run. Pass defense down the field has not been a big thing for us. We can get in the backfield and disrupt the quarterback, but once the ball gets downfield to the receivers, we've been losing those battles. So hopefully we can shore that up tonight. Be interested to see what kind of adjustments Coach makes on defense. He didn't really share that too much. We talked more offense than defense, but we'll see how it goes.
and see how it goes. It will be. Folks, we're going to take a quick timeout on the other side. We got a little bit more for you, so stick around. And then kickoff, Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is three times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small-town, friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
You're listening to Hawks Radio, folks. The moon is out. The lights are on, and we got Thursday night football. A little different, I know, but hey, we're going to adapt. And a little bit of a senior night slash Halloween night here because, well, I'm seeing the band in some costumes. We've got some other people walking around in the costumes. Your Hawks, though, they're going to be in the white jerseys with the blue pants, the blue helmet, of course, with the orange stripe and the accent there, and logos on the side. It looks like the Leopards, Zilla Leopards, are going to be in all black, black jerseys, black pants, black helmet, and all with the orange accent and some white accent as well, with white lettering. Right now is the introduction of the teams and on what is happening here, and it looks like some number changes. You know, we talked about number four tonight is going to be Luis Gutierrez. He's going to be that fullback, and it looks like Britt Hopp is going to be 64, moving back to that 64 number as well. Your quarterback, of course, tonight is going to be that Logan, number three, Logan Hafen. with Fry back with him as well. So it's going to be a pretty interesting game. I think for the most part, it's, you know, looking at the teams, it's interesting, Jason. You know, you look at the Hawks sideline and it's half, maybe half of the team. I mean, compared to half of the amount of people, let's say half of the amount of guys, compared to Zilla's sideline.
Oh, yeah, Zilla has twice as many players dressed. And I know another thing that Coach talked about was, again, the number of injuries we've had this season. And on Monday, there were 10 players that weren't able to participate due to various injuries. Now, some of them were able to come back during the week. But, yeah, to start the week, 10 players.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
Some kind of injury, a lot of shoulder injuries Coach was talking about. But, They're going to have a rough time tonight because it looks like Zilla has enough people to rotate in and out and keep everybody fresh. And as usual, we're going to keep the same 11 guys on the field all night. And that's going to have a big impact come the third quarter.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Especially third quarter.
And you can talk about fatigue, too. And that's something that we've seen, I feel like, in the last couple games where it's, you know, especially the beginning of the year, hey, you come back, you know, you come in from the third and it's okay. They got a little bit of fresh air doing them, you know what I mean? They got a little bit more oomph in the go of things. And anymore, they come out and they just still look gassed. They really do.
Well, I have to give them this, though, and we've talked about it many times. They seem to have a good attitude and not giving up. They're still out there fighting for each other and trying to do something, put points on the board, no matter how much they're losing by, how much they're getting beat up or how tired they are. So you definitely have the effort there and the desire. And that's good to see.
The positivity has been fantastic. And we had that conversation with Cody Pfeiffer last game, which, again, I do apologize for any technical difficulties as it may have been hard to hear, but that's was one thing that he was really talking about is the bond that these young men have. They're brothers on that field.
Yeah, and they've you know, the interview that we had with Luis Gutierrez with Cody last week, even talking to a couple of the players here and there throughout the weeks and stuff, they've all kind of mentioned it, and every one of them credits Coach Bouvier for that change and, you know, this positive attitude and hey, keep fighting. So I want to give him credit for that. He's brought that culture to this team. That's good to see. And, hopefully that's going to carry over for us into off season and next year. And, hopefully they're going to keep it up for the last two games here.
I think so too. And so the next game is going to be, next Friday. And it is going to be against, Zilla. Oh no,
not
we're
Zilla.
Against Zilla. Where's Granger.
Granger.
There we go. Granger. And that's tentatively at 6 p.m. because we are there's a little bit of a, I believe, an official
schedule issue.
Yeah, so
and that's a home game, I believe. Isn't
it is.
Yeah,
be,
so
yep. We have one more home game of the year.
Seniors get one more chance to win at home.
So that'll be good. So right now at midfield here, they are having a conversation trying to go over the rules and guidelines, I suppose, and waiting for the coin flip.
Yep. We're talking about who's calling it and what's their call.
It looks like
he's going over some. Watch out for this guy, and this guy's going to tell you this, and listen to him, and here's that ref. And
we've seen a mic on the field. That's what we
do. Yeah, I would love to have that. It looks like this ref is laying down the law and looks serious.
He certainly does.
Actually, I mean, I'm looking at the black hat to the left of him, and I think that man used to be a drill sergeant. That
we'll
stance.
We'll see if Knifehand comes out tonight. We're going to
take
a quick time
round.
Out. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
I only got one question for you here, College Place and Jason, and that's, are you ready for some football?
Oh, careful. We're going to get a cease and desist for that one, buddy.
Oh.
I think that's copyrighted.
Oh, hang on. I knew I heard it somewhere. Dang it. So it looks like Zilla has decided to receive. So they're going to be receiving. Your Hawks are going to be from the left to the right and kicking off on your radio dial as Zilla takes the field and the Zebras are taking their positions. The Hawks are yet to line up.
So we're going to defend the north field or the north end zone to start the game. As Danny said, left to right.
On your radio dial.
See.
If you're going to say it.
Well, you know, if you're in the stands, too. There are no stands on the other side.
That's true.
Oh. There's something else I was going to say, and you threw me off.
These officials look very serious tonight.
They do, especially the white hat and the one on the far side there. I had to retract my statement about the drill sergeant. He had his hand in his pocket. I don't think he was a drill sergeant. Although he's serious. Here we go.
Kick is up.
And
whistle is blown.
A flag.
And it's out.
That's going to be a false start. Somebody's offsides.
That's all right. It went out anyway.
That's another flag. Yep. False start.
Offsides against the visitors. We're back up 5 yards. Kick it again.
Why not decline that one? And can you decline it? I'm guessing
apparently
you cannot.
Not, because it was a whistle beforehand.
Yeah.
It was a whistle right as he started the... All right, so we're going to go for take two here as the cheerleaders are hopefully going to start their little let's go defense to rile up the crowd as a decent amount of... home fans are, or visitor fans are with us. The ball is down about the 30, jumps to about the 20.
Reverse.
He's going to take off in a reverse.
Oh, man, no one there to get him.
Flag. Flag in the backfield. He's all the way to the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Zilla.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a holding.
It looked like a holding, and that's going to be, should be on Zilla. So it should be coming back. Don't get too worked up here, sports fans. As we don't have an official ruling yet, but that was one heck of a reverse and a complete open path for that young man, number 8, that just took on off.
Two Hawks over on the near side of the field, and both had good blocks on them. But once the ball carrier ran between those two, yep, holding. They're marching it back now. Once the returner went between those two defenders that were getting blocked, one defender or blocker let go of the defender, and the other one didn't. He held on to him as he turned around, and that's where the holding call came from.
So it looks like the ball is going to be placed actually right around where it landed to begin with.
Right about the 25-yard line?
25-ish, yeah. So it's going to be Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for Zilla. Looks like motion from the near side to the far side. They're going to hand it off to number 3. Number 3 on the far side, wrapping around. Big diving tackle by number 7. Is that number 7 back there? And it looks like
he may have lost the ball.
That might have been a recovery, and I think they came up with it.
Yep. They just switched from.
Look at that. Number 7
first
with a
down
big diving tackle to loosen up the ball and finally get dropped, popped on out of there. Things are looking up here for your Hawks. So we have a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for your Hawks at about the
37?
37-yard line. I'm looking at the board, and they don't have,
they don't
it
have the
for me,
position,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I apologize on the uncertainty. So it looks like Gutierrez is back with him.
Fullback only, the lone running back.
And he's getting the ball.
Oh,
no, he's going to do a little bit of play
Hafen's
action.
Keeping Hafen's it. He's trying to sweep right.
Side. Oh, Pfeiffer tried to
set up a good block there,
but couldn't quite come up with it. Hafen
Fry was trying to get a block, but his guy got behind him. And
Hafen ends up kind of diving out, and there is a flag on the play. So let's see. It's going to be second.
It's over on the far side.
second and five.
Coach is
maybe
going to talk to the ref.
Boy, I hope they update the board because it is hard to see.
Is that supposed to be a
where
challenge?
Where that ball is, I believe, 35-yard line.
Oh, that's
line.
A towel. That wasn't a flag. So what's the – I heard flag on the play. All right, I guess there wasn't a flag. I think the announcer thought the same thing I did, that the orange towel was a penalty flag. All right.
All right, Gutierrez is back with him again. Motion from the far near side to far side. Going to pitch it to Fry. Excuse me. Fry is going to try to find a hole and manages to get in there just a little bit for a little bit of yard action there. Looks like maybe 2-3 yards on there. So it should be a 3rd and 5 now.
That was a little bit different formation. Both times they've gone with 4 wide. This time on the near sideline, the right side of the offense, we had the 2 receivers stacked. James Fry was the receiver back off the line. He's the one that went in motion receiving that pitch. So they're coming out here with a little bit different. Both times the lone running back with the quarterback has been Gutierrez.
It sure has, yeah.
So I'm waiting for that handoff up the middle. Oh, here we go. Here's our favorite formation. We have 2
Fry
of them back
and
there.
Hafen's back. Oh, and that's going to be an offside.
Encroachment. Or is that false start?
I think it's going to be false start on Gutierrez. Although I did see encroachment on
encroachment.
Hate that word so much.
Encroachment on the defense.
All right, boy.
I would say I saw the right end jump, and I think that's what made Gutierrez kind of move.
It sure was. So we got ourselves a first down there, folks. The easy way.
They're moving the chains.
It's going to be Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10, and a timeout called by Zilla. 9:56 when we come back on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 9:56 left here in the first, as it's a 1st and 10 for your Hawks, and they're coming out with Hafen, and let's see, that's going to be Gutierrez back with him from the gun.
2 wide on each side.
Motion.
There goes Fry in motion.
Fry is in motion. The fake pitch, and he's looking to throw it. Big bomb all the way down to number 7 in the inner.
Almost
oh, my goodness. Almost intercepted, but all
about
the way down.
About 5-yard line.
Was that the 5? Yeah, he seemed to be almost at the goal there.
Yeah, so Geese had very good coverage. He had the height advantage on him, but the ball wasn't high enough for him to take advantage of that. And number 14 for the defense was able to get his hands
slipped
up.
Right and, on through his
hands,
though.
He didn't hang on to it, thankfully.
Boy, it was right there.
That was
dangerous.
Close.
2nd and 10, 2 back, Fry and Gutierrez
nice pass,
back
though.
With him. A little bit
high
of a high snap, but
Fry's
going to take himself up the middle there and get dragged down maybe for about a line of scrimmage, I think. Oh, I think they're going to mark it back.
Actually, it might have been a loss of a yard.
So it's going to be a 3rd and 11 now. Hafen's coming back to the huddle with a play, and we're going to see what's going on. 11 yards, and we are down at where are we at? About the 25-yard line. So
it's about 26 or 27. We're on the 30 side of the 25.
2 back with him.
High snap
again.
Looking
to throw it. Plenty of time. Big
Pfeiffer.
Shot right up the middle. Pfeiffer picks it up.
Chase at the 20.
Good.
I don't think that's enough for a first, but I can't tell.
It's not. He's going to be about 4 shy.
Yeah, it looks about 4 yards short.
4 shy of the first down.
I think we're going for it.
I mean, might as well, I guess, unless you want to try to go for a field goal, just get on the boards.
I'd go for the field goal, but I don't know the kicking situation.
We haven't kicked much this season. You know, we really haven't. And it's
usually been behind when we've had the opportunity just trying to get on the board.
So 2 back with them from the gun. Same formation we've been running all year long. trying to get that hard count to try to call off the looking back to pass.
Under,
a lot of pressure, trying to get it out. That might be a fumble, no?
No, okay, no, that was forward motion. Luckily, Hafen had presence of mind before he hit the ground to throw forward into an open space. Little dangerous. Someone could have gotten there quick enough, but luckily no one did. So instead of taking the sack, that's an incomplete pass and keeps the ball a little farther down the field.
Not by much, but at their own 20. And as they didn't get a good drive the first go, hey, we'll take it here. So it's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 for Zilla with 8:16 left here.
Hey, I hope they keep the mistakes up.
Looks like they're in the gun, one back with them, four out. That's going to be a handoff up the middle. No, it's going to be a play action.
Intercepted by Hafen.
Oh, baby!
At the 15.
He's in there. Look at that. And a well-done intercepted by number 3. Oh, my. What a fantastic job, as it was the first one of the year for that young man. 8:08 for an interception.
Yeah, that was that looked like it was going to be a good pass, and Hafen stepped up out of nowhere just real quick, put his hands up, caught the ball about the 15-yard line, and had no one anywhere in position to stop him or even try to as he took it in.
They're going for the extra point, which I think is a good call on this one.
Yeah. Let's take it.
Boy, we...
This is only, I think, the second time we've led in the...
Fantastic feeling that must be for these young men as the kick is up.
And good.
It's good. So, got 7 points on the board here, folks. One of the first time we're leading in a ball game in this season. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, fans. Hawks Radio, and we are just enjoying that extra little buzz we all have as Hawks are on the board first with an interception.
And with an interception. Oh, I love it. Defense scoring first.
Absolutely love it.
Oh.
Boy, we know what your play of the night is going to be, isn't it?
No, pick six, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Unless Gutierrez can run it in for a touchdown, I might have to give that one to him.
So here we are, 8:08.
If the young man gets a touchdown, his first time playing running back, I might have to give that one to him. We'll see. I like the start. Strong defense.
Here's the kick.
Ooh,
and it's
a little
bit of a squib kick.
Ooh.
Here. And he was not expecting that. Almost at the 45. Right at the 45, actually. Maybe 46.
I think 74 was. Side. 74, I think, was thinking, I'm not supposed to have this thing.
Whoa, wait a minute here. I'm just going to lay down. So it's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. And Zilla's going to see if they can do what, well, they've been doing all year, which is pass that ball. And
yeah, well, I'd rather they do what they've been doing all game and get some penalties.
From the gun, and it looks like they're going to hand it off right up the middle. Big hole, trucking through. Who did he bulldoze over? My goodness. As he found a hole and then made it extend a little bigger.
That was Brett Hopp.
Down Brett Hopp. So that's going to be a first down for Zilla with his Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10.
Well, I thought that looked like a solid setup for a tackle, and he just pushed him off like nothing.
That's not a surprise.
Luckily,
I thought it was one of the big ones. You know? Boy.
That is.
So just shy of the 40 here. Motion near side to far side. Got him running up through the middle again. And that is down right maybe 2 yards, it looks like. Is what they're going to pick up. Second and 8, I think, is what we're marking at.
I don't believe this roster.
Second and 7.
It says that number 24, that running back, is only 5'10", 185 pounds, and he looks a lot bigger than that.
He certainly does. He certainly does. 7:13 left here in the first, and your Hawks are on the board first with 7 points. Second and six. Motion from the far side to near side. Number 10's on the motion. Going to be a handoff, though, right on the far side. And they're trying to push him out of bounds. Do they get him? But he's past the first down marker. So we're all the way up here at about the 32-yard line is where we're going to be. Are they going to give him the first down? They didn't give him the first down. Okay, I'll take that. So it's going to be a third and one, and it's going to be about the 30.
I like the heads up of the defense there. They didn't fall for the motion. They followed that ball the entire way. They weren't.
That was good heads up for sure.
Yeah, they were definitely on it. It was just
a matter
of getting
there. Third and one, third and two, motion in the back.
Screen.
Looks like number three is going to pick it up.
Blockers.
And they're trying to bring him down, trying to trip up. And number nine is going to finally drag him down. Number nine, of course, is
Will Weed.
Will Weed, that is correct, senior. Will Weed brought him down, tripped him up at the ankles, and really he almost spun out of it, actually. But it's a first and 10, Hank Warden, Edward Jones. First down, and he ended up missing a tackle by Hafen. And
there's a good block in there, too. I didn't see who got blocked. I think it was Pfeiffer, maybe. Yeah.
Motion. Looking to hand off. He does. Right up the middle. Number three is going to go all the way. Touchdown. And Zilla's on the board. There goes the lead. Well,
that's still a lead. They need to get an extra point.
So touchdown at 6:19. 6:19 is touchdown for number three.
Oh, I got excited for a minute. I thought I was going to see the white hat call a penalty, but he just delayed putting his arms up. Here's the extra point.
Looks like we are going to go for the extra. They are going to go for the extra point here. Kick is up and good.
That is good.
So we have a 7-7 ball game, 6:19. All tied up here in Zilla. Don't go nowhere. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. 7-7 ball game. Jason, we're all tied up here. 6:19, excuse me. And,
I think...
You look nervous.
Well, I mean, we were planning on playing the pass, and we did real well doing that. Got that interception, and we were stopping them. They weren't getting catches. They were getting penalties. And then I think coach realized, hey, this ain't working for us, so now we're going to run it. They're handing it off to three different people, and I don't think defense was ready for that. So
maybe not. They made short work of that field, that's for
sure.
So the kick is up and drops it about, and it's going to go out.
Hey, and there's the flag.
We'll
all
take
right.
That. So that's going to be 43. No, the 35 is what we decided, right? Is
yeah,
that where
I think
goes at?
They put it on the 30 or 35. Where? Okay, I see the ball, but where's the official?
Jason, is it just me? Have I lost my mind, or is it a brighter colored ball tonight? Or is that just for the kickoff?
The
kickoff ball is a brighter colored ball.
Yes, so you use a different football for kicks usually.
Okay.
And also, usually each team uses their own footballs on offense, so ours are darker and Zilla's are lighter. You are not imagining things. Almost looks orange from up
it
here.
It really does.
It's a light brown, but
yeah.
It...
All right, so...
Right.
Two back with them at the 35. Looks like...
There's Gutierrez with the carry.
Gutierrez is going to take it right through the middle, get stopped at about the line, and boy, there was number nine, I think, on the other team. Zilla was trying to strip that ball right on out of him, but there is a flag on the play. And it is going to be on Zilla, it looks like.
There's a sideline warning against the Leopards.
Sideline ruling against the Leopards?
Sideline warning.
Warning, okay.
So is that
somebody,
too many men's or too?
I think they're getting too close to the field.
Too close to, there we go.
Yeah, you can only have certain people and a certain number of them within so many feet of the sideline.
They collectively took a big step back, and we're going to do it over here. So second and 10 now. Two back.
James
Fry's
going
to take it himself
left.
Up on up and doesn't make it to the line. And this is what happened before in the season that we've seen all season long, is he's just not able to get around those corners.
He's getting there. It's just we don't have the blocks where he has an open lane to make the turn at the end of the line.
Yeah, he's getting
by
to the
time
end
he hits the end of the line, there's nowhere to go. The defense is on top of him.
So third and 13 at 5:05 left here in the first, as Hawks are trying to figure out what exactly they are going to do now.
Yep.
As the run game hasn't been that successful thus far. Looks like Gutierrez is back with him, four outs from the gun.
High snap.
Look at a pass, far side.
James Fry, did he catch it?
Fry,
no, I think it hit the ground.
I think it bounced off the ground.
Yeah, it looked like it. He tried getting his arms underneath it, but it looked like it hit the ground just in front of Fry's arms.
So fourth and 13. Got to kick
it
at this point. Yeah, let's send it.
Fourth and 13, college plays.
4:42 here in the first, and we are deep in our own zone at the 34-yard line, looking to punt the ball now.
Nice snap.
It's
that is a nice-looking
punt. As it drops about the 40.
At the 40.
And going to be
making
tackled
people miss.
By Hafen.
No, I think that was
Steve
I think
Piper.
That's Chase Piper.
Leaps at him and gets his hands
got a hold
wrapped
of his
around his
jersey.
Ankle.
He got a hold of his jersey and wouldn't let go. The young man, was number 9, was trying to drag him, but Chase said, no, you're not going anywhere.
Dead weight. When all else fails, dead weight.
Hey, it worked. That was a good play by Jace there, because if he didn't get a hold of him and hang on to him, I don't think anyone else had a good angle on number 9 there, the returner.
Absolutely.
And he's quick.
So ball's going to be at the 45-yard line. It's going to be the Hawks 45. No, it's going back.
So was there a penalty? Had to be.
Must have been.
Not sure what the call was, folks.
Even the announcer here at the stadium doesn't know what the call was. The referee's going to talk to the Zilla coach.
So as of right now,
there
it
at the
40-yard
line where the ball was caught. I'm wondering
if he
signaled a fair catch but then took off.
He must have.
Or started to signal and tried to say no, but they already determined it was a fair catch is the only thing I can think of.
So Hank Warden, Edward Jones.
Oh, personal foul. I couldn't understand what the personal foul was, just it was a personal foul. So
all right.
I'll take it.
Hand up, handoff, 22
right
is going to take it to the far side and finds a big hole, 24, and that's going to be a first down. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10. They're up to the 45 now.
Yeah, it looks like he went just inside the right tackle there. And
Hawks side.
Found there was a hole at the first level and the second level. They're trying to close in, but couldn't quite get to him until about the first down marker.
Managed to find that big hole, though, for certain. One back with him. Motion, far side to near side. And that's
going
to be handoff, too. He's going to go far
now
side
he's going
as
outside
well.
The tackle.
And drag down. Definitely
good
got some
stop.
Yardage on that, though. Not
yeah,
exactly
looks like he got four
like
or five. Well, that was good response there. We got over there quickly. Now, the Zilla team likes using that motion a lot, and so far it doesn't seem like it's fooling the Hawks.
It's going opposite, too. The motion has been going opposite every time as well.
They've been handing the ball off the opposite direction
of the motion.
The problem is if the Hawks get used to that, they're going to exploit it and hand off to the guy in motion or throw another screen to him. They did that once.
So one back, motion again, same way, and they hand
it
up right
the
middle to the right side. So it is going to be that same.
I think the ball came out
again, and it did pop out.
Hawks got it, first down.
Hawks got that football, baby. Got to love a fumble, and especially when you get exploited. So here we go, 7-7 ball game, and it's going to be a first and 10 for your Hawks at the 40-yard line, 41-yard line, excuse us. So
that's the Hawks 41.
Hawks are going to get another opportunity here. Let's see if they can, you know, keep that same kind of momentum going up.
I'm liking it.
They're doing a pretty decent job today as they're finding a groove. For a team adapt all season long, boy, they're finding a groove. Okay. Two back with them.
Thinking that loss on senior night left a...
Going to be Gutierrez and
left with
Fry.
An attitude.
He's looking to throw it and right into the hands.
He picks it
up at the 45. So a little bit of a...
It's about 4 or 5 yards. I think it was about 4 yards.
About second and six.
Yeah.
Three minutes left here in the first. 7-7. On the near hash marks, Hafen's coming back to the huddle. And I'm thinking, I still want to see a power run. That's what I want.
I want to see Gutierrez get one up the middle again.
I'll tell you, man. I don't think he can do the corners.
No.
And that's where he was sent this last time was the corners. But I, up the middle.
No,
man,
he
I think
went up.
Looks like they're going to throw it again. A lot of pressure. Geese picks it up. And that's going to be right and around the first
down
marker.
That was just past the first down.
Is it just past?
Yeah, that was just past the first down.
There
I think
we
we're
going to
be on the Zilla side of the 50. Yep, there's the official signal. There's your
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and down, baby, as it's 2:22 here. First and 10 at the 48-yard line. It is going to be the Zilla 48-yard line. So definitely some motion here as two quick throws ended up working out into the hands of Geese. And
how about that for Geese? He's had trouble hanging on to the ball all year, and that's two passes now in a row he's held on to. The first one that was thrown to him, he didn't even get a chance at.
Fry and Gutierrez back, and they've been running block.
Here's
22,
Piper in motion.
The near side.
Oh, high snap.
High snap. Looks like Fry's back
gets
it. And he is all the way back now to about the 36-yard line. My goodness, a high snap is not what you want to see in that situation, as it is now second and very long.
It's like Luis is trying to coach up Hannafin. I like it. Good job. Tell him it's okay. Here's what you need to do. Calm down. Let's go.
Second and 23. Minute 18 left here in the first. Tied up at 7. And we are well back now at 23 yards. We need to make up here.
It's all right. We have the downs. We have the time.
Two back with them.
We can hang on to the momentum.
Looking
a little bit high.
Get a good
block.
And that was in, the intended target. I thought 17, but Piper was the intended target. And he got, I don't know if he got pushed down or if he kind of dropped down to catch that ball, but he ended up being on his butt.
I don't know. From here, it looked like from my angle, it looked like the ball went between Anguiano and Piper.
See, originally I thought Anguiano was the original.
I thought he was too,
but
he had his back to it and was like blocking.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
And it looked like the ball went down between the two, and Piper was trying to dive for it, but.
So third and 23.
Maybe a miscommunication.
What's next? And I'm liking these plays because you have two back with them, and they're going straight into blocking and getting Hafen a little bit extra time, and that's what's happening right now. Again,
there's a flag.
There's a flag two back, and there's two separate flags happening.
Now there's another one.
Two flags. Yeah, one happened at about the line of scrimmage, and the other one happened in the backfield, and it looks like it's going to be
there's
on
three
the
flags.
I see one. What is this?
That's a personal foul against Zilla.
Okay, well, I think there was one. He pointed to.
So holding is going to be 10 yards back, but personal foul is going to be 15 yards forward for us if they're both accepted. So that would give us a net gain of 5. And depending on what the personal foul is, that could be an automatic first. I can almost hear the ref.
Just about.
I like this. Holding. Personal foul, offsetting penalties. We're going to replay third.
Huh. I thought a personal foul was
there are different personal fouls at different levels.
Makes sense, yeah. Okay.
So, like, some of them you just get the 15. Some of them you'll get an automatic first.
So what I'm liking, but they are really shoving the blitz down on Hafen, because and thankfully again you have Pfeiffer and Fry, I'm sorry, Gutierrez and Fry back with Hafen.
That have been mostly blocking.
It's been pure blocking and at least getting them some decent time in there. But even with that, boy, it is not enough, as they've been able to crash right on through. That snap was still high. Gutierrez trying to buy him some time, and he does.
Hafen steps up. He gets free.
And he's going to keep going as he's up past the 40 now, but down about the 43.
42, 43.
So fourth and long still. 33 seconds left here in the first. You got to punt it at this point as you are.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're still in the game. You don't want to. This is not the place to go for it on fourth. They're making enough mistakes. We're stopping them. Let's try to pin them a little deeper. Although this returner they have,
dangerous,
very, and they're
snap
pretty good at blocking.
Good.
That's a nice
beautiful,
high long punt.
As
caught
it was
the
about
25.
The 30, 25, excuse me, on the near side.
Oh,
Pfeiffer
just
misses that tackle, spins out of
Fry
another tackle,
misses.
And he's down at about the 45 yard line. Boy, three.
Oh no, no, no!
Like
come on,
geese. 25 and Geese are not getting along.
Oh, that was just a complete lack of discipline for Geese there. He, young man was down and out of bounds, and I'm assuming he said something to him, but as soon as the young man stood up out of bounds for Zilla, Geese gave him a shove right in front of the entire team and the officials.
We've got offsetting
penalties. Because I think there was some.
And that coach is not happy about that. And Zilla is about to get yelled at.
So I'm thinking it was kind of like what we saw last week. Maybe not the racial slurs, but I'm thinking something was said, or somebody shoved somebody, or whatever, and Geese retaliated, and he drew a flag too.
Which even when he was walking away, he kept almost wanting to go back.
He kept chatting and pointing.
He was unhappy about something.
You know, it's tough. You get emotional and stuff, but that kind of thing happens. Just let it go. Let it go. Let them get the penalty, or let them get their heads wrapped up in something, because they're obviously frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, they're used to being several points up by now, and we're holding them 7-7. A winless team's holding these guys to 7 points and an even score. They're getting frustrated. Let them say whatever they want. Let them.
That was definitely some pushing.
They're
going to
take a cheap shot. Let them go. Let the officials sort it out and take the penalty and get those free yards, man.
So here we are at the top of second, as it is 7-7.
Forgive Danny. He's hurt. And he doesn't get to watch the baseball tonight.
Start up first.
All right, folks.
Top of the second quarter. At least you didn't call it an inning this time.
Well, it's Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, 1st and 10 for Zilla. So they're going to be so Hawks are going to be going right to left on your radio dial, and there is two more penalties now. Out of nowhere,
I think that's the same signal, and
unless he just did the same thing officially twice,
I kind of think that's what it is, and they did some kind of walk off there. I'm confused. Can we please mic up the ref for high school? We have the technology. Can we do it?
All right. So the ball.
I think everyone's trying to
right
figure
around.
Out what's going on. Oh, I know what the walk off was for. Is because they had to move it to the other side of the 50.
So Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, 1st and 10.
Here's that motion again, left to right.
They're back to pass.
Flag out on the near sideline.
On the far side, he's deep. Number 10 picks it up. And that's
about the 15.
Oh,
hopefully he's coming back.
There was nobody out there with him. I think Geese was in chase, and number 8 was in chase. Who's that? Number 8 is, of course, James Fry. And he was close to him, but not close enough.
They're coming back.
It was like there was nobody around him. But they're coming on back. So we will take that as a gift.
I like these. I'm liking these flags.
Well, yeah, it's not on us this time. So it's going to be a five-yard penalty, so second and 15. No, it's going to be first and 15. Is that a replay?
Did you see what the...
I missed it.
Well, it's back 5 yards, so I'm wondering if it was false start because it was right as the... If it were a hold, it'd be 10.
Okay, so it is first. Okay.
So I'm thinking it was a false start.
Same play. That's going to be a pitch.
Now they handed it off.
He's going to take it on the near side. He gets tripped up right around
there's
the line.
There's that number nine, that returner.
Dragged up past the five, up past the 50.
He is quick.
Excuse me. So they are on Hawks territory at about the original line of scrimmage now is where we're going to be.
Just about the... No.
Oh, no, we're not.
No, they're not. So they started on... the Zilla side of the 48. Now we're in Hawks territory about the 48-49.
Excuse me. Thank you for catching that. Motion near side to far side pitch to the far side runner. He's taken off, finds a hole, and boy, he's gone as he puts on the afterburner.
Oh, who got it? Flags. Two flags. I think that's going to be a horse collar.
And that is going to be big.
Oh, I think that's a horse collar.
Diving tackle, and I
please tell me
that
was a bad block and not on. Yeah, personal foul, horse collar on the Hawks.
That's a horse collar call against the defense.
Oh.
Unfortunate. So that's going to be some even more extra yardage.
One of us jinxed it.
On top of an already very stellar gain. And quit pointing at me, sir. It wasn't
Hey, you're the one that said the Hawks aren't getting the penalties. I didn't say it.
So you got a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 here for Zilla as the clock goes to 11-10
like
here. And they are all the way
right
down.
Right about the Hawks 11.
About the 11-yard line. My goodness.
I think we're just shy of first and goal.
Motion here. Hands it off.
24 inside the left tackle.
Take it. And
I think he got
he's
it.
He's in there.
He's brought down at the half-yard line.
They're
gonna inside the one-yard line.
Half-yard line, I guess. So,
that is going to be a first. The white hat just signaled first down.
All right, so. Hey, folks, Edward Jones.
Hank Warden.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10. That's what happens.
Hank Warden, not hey, folks.
Look at my. I was distracted.
Come on, defense. Let's. We still have a chance we can stop them here. Let's take the ball away. Now, that I would love.
That's going to be a runner right
up the middle. I think they stopped them. Maybe.
I think they stopped them.
They're saying forward progression. So the near judge is saying touchdown, but no one else is.
Yeah, both the judges ended up saying touchdown.
Okay,
so
I never saw the guy on the far side or the white hat put their arms up.
It's going to be a half a yard touchdown there for Zilla as the score climbs to 13-7.
Bo Donahoe is your holder.
At 10:31. Kick is up, and it's good. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jason with Danny Van Vliet for your Hawks Radio. So just coming back, getting lined up for a kickoff return after Zilla ran in half a yard for a touchdown. But hey, I like it. We're still in the game. 10:31 left in the second quarter. We're about to get the ball back. They're placing it right now as we speak.
Yeah,
so,
not too bad.
I'm excited to see what we can do here. We had a couple of good drives there. The defense was holding up. I think had a good chance on that last one if it weren't for that horse collar call. But let's see what we can do. Hopefully the Hawks will settle down and get back in this.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily the best drive, but, man, they are able to find some holes, let me tell you, in that Hawks. Oh, an
squid kick. Almost looked like onside, yeah.
It was a bit of an onside kick, but dropped it around.
It's all right. Will Weed recovers it at about the What was that, about the 47, 48?
Pretty much, right around the 50-yard line there.
Ah, I was going to say, this ref here looks like he's waiting on the ball. He's almost standing on the 50. I think they're putting on the 49. Hawks 49-yard line. First and 10, Hawks.
Love the placement. Not sure what's up with the squib kicks tonight, though.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting an idea they don't have a regular.
Well, both teams have been doing it, though. That's interesting. So, looks like Hafen's back with Fry and Gutierrez. The snap's still a little high. Looking to pass on the far side.
Pfeiffer
and four was the interception. He's on the far side. He's all the way down. He's the 20, the 10. That's going to be a touchdown as he streaks on in there as the lead is now climbing by six.
Why is the clock still running? They need to put 2 or 3 seconds back on that clock. Yeah, that was a little bit of a floater to Jace Pfeiffer, and number four for the defense just ran in there between them, had a height advantage too. Got his hands up, grabbed it, and took that back for about 50 yards.
About 50, yeah.
Yep. That
and
is
they're
disappointing.
Go for the extra point here.
So getting Let's lined up, waiting on the ref to tell them they can go.
Boy, unfortunate. And he had some good, solid time in there. He's just trying to.
And that kick is good.
Maybe, I don't know. Gosh, he just came out of nowhere where he intercepted that ball, but boy, streaked on down the field. We're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio. Don't go anywhere, folks. 21-7, 10-16 left here in the second. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. So 21-7, bit of an interception issue. That's what led to that extra 7 points there. So 10-16 left here in the second, as I stated. And for the fourth time this game, we are going to be receiving the kickoff. Last one was a bit of an onside. Worked out pretty well because we were right around the 50. But, again, that quick pass for, 55-yard touchdown.
It was intercepted right about the 50. It was between 50 and 55-yard return. And they got close to catching him on the far sideline.
It's really weirded me out.
The light brown. I find it funny.
Boy,
that's a nice long one. Let her go into the.
There
we go. Let it bounce in, take the touchback. Yeah, I think they were expecting the squib there.
What's the strategy here, Jason? What are we doing?
I mean, I think they need to try working on mixing it up. It's been the last couple times that the Hawks have tried passing. It's not been as good. Seems like they've gone several passes in a row. They were having success, and then the last couple not working out. I think we need to mix it up a little more. Get some running in there. But I don't know.
Two back.
Looks
with
like Zilla's finally settled
Gordon
down.
Edward Jones.
High
first
snap.
And 10.
Hey,
and
Hafen's taking
snap.
It up the
Hafen's
middle.
Taking it right up the middle and got some serious yardage.
But almost got to the first down.
Just shy of it, isn't it?
It's like 2 or 3 yards to go.
I was also wondering if that was going to be a kind of a diving effort by Hafen. He felt like he was getting tripped up, so it seemed like he kind of just spread out as far as
he
could.
It kind of looked like he was – it may have been designed for him to go off to the side a little bit, but – it looked like he read it, hey, I have a hole up the middle, and he went that way. Because it looked like he kind of started to come toward us and just kind of stopped for a second and looked and then just took off up the middle.
So that ball didn't make it as far as we thought. Second and 4, 9:38 left here in the second as he's two back again. Thought there was going to be
Ice
motion,
up.
And that's going to be a false start.
It's going to be a false start.
And so we're back by 5. So second and 9 is what we'll do next. 21-7 is your score here. Zilla on top.
Yeah, we're getting that penalty bug. Come on, guys. Settle down. Zilla finally settled down. We need to as well. All right. Hafen's coming back with the call.
It's another stadium that I don't see the play clock on.
That's a good point. We don't have the yard marker working, and I don't see I can't even see if there's a play clock over there. No.
I can't either. So it looks like the snap, and we're going to pass it into Geese was the intended target, but boy, that was very low.
That was way ahead of him.
So it's going to be third and nine, at 8:58 here left in the second. You know, there was two on Geese, an interesting option to go with him.
I honestly wonder if he was just throwing it away because that was at least 5 yards ahead of him, and he had a defender on both sides at arm's distance. It may have been just, you know, he was, hey, I'm going to throw it in the vicinity of a receiver so I don't get a bad call, because he was not outside the pocket, and throw it 5 or 7 yards in front. It was definitely too far for anybody to get it.
So two back with them.
I don't know.
Crowd's getting rowdy here as Hawks have a 3rd and 9 opportunity.
High snap
again,
almost
but
not
looking
caught.
To throw it.
Rolling
he's scrambling
right.
out. Gets
oh, he has an open spot.
Tries to throw it.
Oh!
And Fry was the intended target at the 40, but couldn't stretch out far enough.
Yeah, as it he was had to turn around. It was over his head, and his feet got tangled up.
Oh, boy.
But oh,
man,
that would have been
good
beautiful.
Good job on Hafen as he was able to get himself out of that pocket in a dangerous situation.
I thought he was going to run for it. I didn't think he had enough to get the first, but he could have picked up some good yards there.
He honestly must have thrown right at that line of scrimmage because I thought he was past
Yeah, no,
it.
He definitely really was. Did. He was barely behind it, but you know, I think he was planning on running and then saw the opportunity of an open man. Unfortunately, it went too far.
Back to punt.
Here's that dangerous number 9 again.
At about the
good
50
blocks.
On the near side, trying to grab him. And it looks like 17 brings
17,
him down.
Anguiano getting a little revenge there.
Big smack right on
him. That was a, boy, that was a nice hit. Nope, I think he got the wind knocked out of him a little bit.
He did.
He knocked the wind out of himself with that one, but he definitely.
Anguiano
that was a hard hit.
Did not want to be that brick wall to that crash test car, man. Let me tell you. He
looks like he's still trying
shaking.
To catch his breath, but
shaking, but okay. Motion from the near side to far side, and he's back solo.
Screen to 20, the running back.
24, excuse me. He's going to take it on the near far side, and he's going to go up. There's nobody there for him. That's a touchdown. My goodness, has managed to set up some serious blocks, find a hole. And a quick screen to the far side ended up taking him all the way up by 30-some-odd yards. About a 30-yard play there as they're up on the board again by 6.
Yeah, that was a screen pass over to the left and had a real good block there. Another one that kind of the defender started to get by, but by that point the runner was past him and just no one could, no one on that side of the field could catch up.
Kick is up.
No good. No good on the point after.
Gotta love
bounced off the right side, the base of the off the right side upright.
So 27-7.
Upright
is your
still
score.
Bouncing around.
8:30 left here in the second. We'll see on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. Danny Bamfleet joined by Jason Watson as the Hawks are taking the field again to receive a kickoff as things have not been going as smoothly as they've been hoping for. As the Zilla gets on the board again with another 6 points, 27-7 is what we're at right now.
Second quarter has not been kind to the Hawks.
As it's 8:30 left here in the second. He is setting up the ball now to kick.
It doesn't want to stay.
Which is interesting. Not a win, not a bit of wind here at all, really.
He's don't jinx that, to too. Actually, that might help.
He's back to kick, and away
we go.
I think
it's going
to
be a short one. Nope.
No, he booted, it.
Come on, out. And they're going to let it bounce. Oh no.
Oh, it drops at the one, and it's
half
dead.
Yard line.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I think
goodness. That's gonna,
I think they just
I don't think they got a safety. I think they're going to give them forward. They're going to put them there about the half a yard. Because I was into forward progression. He got
dropped
pushed
right behind Geese. And Geese says, oh, it'll bounce all the way in. Well, no, sir, it did not. And it stopped at that half-yard line.
He picked it up and ran laterally toward the near sideline. And as he got hit, he got pushed into the end zone. But they gave him the, quote, forward progression, which is about the one or half a yard from the goal line.
Jason, how do you they're gonna recover bring a, with this? My goodness.
They need to get a quick pass, or they need to line up in like a goal line formation with a bunch of big guys and power run it. Looks like they're going to go.
So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10.
Two
at
back,
the
three wide.
Line.
This needs to be a quick screen pass because they're bringing the blitz.
Oh my gosh, a high snap and a lot of pressure.
Oh, intercepted. Number four again.
Goodness, number four.
Intended receiver was Jace Pfeiffer, but the ball, because he was under pressure and getting hit, kind of went high and short right into the hands of the defender, number four. Another pick six. 8:18 left in the second quarter. Oh, that one was painful to watch.
Oh, my goodness.
Takes it to 33-7, Zilla Leopards.
They going for the extra point. They are.
No point going for – they don't need to go for two.
They'll make up that one they missed, I suppose.
It's not – it ain't an issue right now.
That kick is up.
Kick is up, and very, very up, good. And it is that good. So 34-7, 8:18 here in the second. We're going to take a timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. Glad you're hanging out with us, whether you're in the stands or at home or listening to the radio waves or via the interwebs. We're glad you're here as we are live from Zilla on this rather chilly night, as it's definitely into the 40s now. The moon is half and it's up, and lights are on, and we're smelling some burgers mixed with a dairy farm. It's an interesting vibes here at senior night here in Zilla. 8:18 left in this first half of the ball game, as it's a 34-7 score, and it has been a painful 34 points. Let me tell you. For your Hawks, and the kick is up and all the way back again. You got to catch it this time. Geese does, picks it up at about the 10. He's going to run it right up the middle. Good blockage going on. Manages to get some extra yardage out of it. So around the 20-yard
line.
Just
over the 20.
So not too bad. And, boy, after that last time, I don't think you're going to gamble on it bouncing all the way in.
You know, I was wondering about that. I realize it's probably tough to tell from their perspective, but from mine, where I can see the arc of the ball, I thought, that's not going to bounce all the way. And then it looked like it was going to. All of a sudden, just stopped half a yard from the goal line. I mean, no.
It was like there was an invisible wall.
I thought it was going to bounce one time and be done, but it bounced like three times and went back almost 10 yards, but then just suddenly.
Nope, gone.
No, I'm done. All right.
So they're back, same formation.
Two wide right.
He's looking to run it.
Looks like Hafen's taking it outside the right tackle.
Gets up past maybe a yard or two.
Yeah, I think it's about a yard.
Not too shabby. Second and nine. Not. We'll take it. 7:55 left here, and the clock is winding. Even though he stepped out of bounds, I'm wondering.
You know it.
Not sure.
That clock has kept winding a few times when it should have stopped. Every touchdown, it's gone about another 3 seconds past the end of the play and the whistle.
Because the score isn't past that point yet.
No, no, we're not. No, we're not far enough for the mercy rule.
All right, so
unless he got brought down before stepping out,
that's going to be a handoff up the middle.
No,
it's a little bit of a reverse, and I think Gutierrez got some yardage here.
I thought that was Hafen.
Third and eight.
I thought Hafen handed it to.
I thought he handed it to Fry first, but then looked back and it looked too tall and.
I ended up, boy, I lost that, folks.
The shoulders didn't look broad enough to be.
Either way, got about a yard.
Gutierrez, but somebody took it up about a yard or two.
Third and eight. That was definitely a very confusing double handoff maneuver going on.
It was a good fake to Fry is what it was. Fry never got the ball. He just did a good job of covering up like he had it.
Yeah, and that is going to be a timeout on the Hawks. So 6:58 here, 34-7. Third and eight. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Babley joined by Jason Watson. And, boy, you'd think there's a fire in the neighborhood because the smoke is kind of getting
hanging
settling
and
down.
Low.
And turns out it's burger night here at the senior night.
Yeah,
so.
The FFA, they're cooking up hot dogs and burgers. Looks like from a local farm. And, that smoke is just
kind of settled on in over here.
It's hanging 15 feet below right over the field. I feel bad for the players running around breathing it in. I mean, it smells good.
They must be hungry now at this point. So it looks like one back with them.
Three wide on the – oh, there might be a throw. I'm surprised it's not a false start.
He's going to take it up the middle and find a hole. No, he's not. He's
rolling
throw
left, throw it to Fry.
Intercepted. And it's intercepted at the 50-yard line. Oh, my.
Brandon Russell, look at the ball.
It wasn't a tip ball. That was a jumping catch. Sorry, the announcer just said a tip ball. That wasn't tipped.
That's not exactly right, sir.
So, yeah, Hafen getting some pressure, scrambling out left. Tried throwing a bomb down the near sideline to James Fry, and unfortunately didn't go quite as deep as I think Fry thought it would. He had to try to slow down and come back to it, but the defender in his way.
And a great
job. He was able to jump up and grab it.
A great job by Hafen as, again, he was able to get out of that pocket and manage to get back up close to that line to be able to throw it. So motion from the near side to the far side for Zilla. They're looking to throw it. Number nine, I think, is going to be the
intended target. Here comes Gutierrez.
Gutierrez is around.
Cody.
Somebody eight is also in there and pushes him out. So between Cody and Gutierrez, that's going to be Pfeiffer. It is 78.
Cody Pfeiffer.
Manages to at least stop that.
Gutierrez got in the backfield, started chasing the quarterback. He thought he had a clear running lane. All of a sudden, here came Cody Pfeiffer, about up to the line of scrimmage. So the quarterback got rid of it and just about threw it to James Fry on the sideline. James almost had a chance to intercept that and get it back.
He almost got it. Second and 10. It was so Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10, turns into a second and 10 motion on switching sides. They're going to take it right up through the middle and find
right
a
tackle.
Hole on the near side. Pfeiffer leaps and tries to catch it, sheds that one, and number eight, Fry, takes them out at about the 30-yard line. So they are in there and knocking on the door there, the red zone for the Hawks. 6:23 here in the second, and it is a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10.
It's a little bit of a quick play action, then handoff to number 24, that kind of big running back there. He ran up off the right tackle and, yeah, unfortunately got that first. Handoff to 24 again, going left off the left tackle this time.
He's
no
taking
one
off, and there's nobody there in front of him.
Uh-oh.
There is a couple flags, though. A
couple
so
flags, and we have a hawk on the ground.
Let's see if he brings it on back, and I'm seeing a big...
Is that Cody?
I think they're calling it off. And
or is that...
Who is that? Because he's kind of holding his abdomen or maybe his arm.
Yeah, it looks like he's holding his left knee, and that's what the coach or the trainers... Can't see what that jersey number is.
He's trying to get up, and he is. It is going to be his left knee. And that is
number nine. That's Will Weed.
Will Weed is going to be hopping off of the field. He was down at about the 435. And he's hopping off the field. So thankfully, under his own power, but painful. And hopefully, recovers quickly on that one. So it is going to be a personal foul, I believe. I think it was this. I think it was
that. That'd be a personal foul.
It is a personal foul for...
But it was a first down, so they'd march it 15 yards back from the spot of the foul.
Okay, so it is still a first down.
So now we're... Is it about the 20-yard line?
So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10 at about the 20-yard line. Going to run it right up the middle, and he's got a clear
off the
hole
left
again.
The same,
finds another
that's
path,
the same route.
And he goes right on up. So might as well just kept the first one going. As he does it again, 24 is, man, it should just kind of weave on through there. And it's like, it's interesting to see because it's like the path is just kind of drawn for him as Blocks just manages to kind of be in the way. And some of the players that are there end up kind of taking a dive at him, but it doesn't really help as he's able to just mow on through.
Yeah, that one was a misdirection. He took a step or two to the right, then cut back left, and by then lane had opened up, and most of the defenders had tried. You know, they saw he's going left, so they'd committed to going to the left side, or the right side, rather, of the offense. And by that point, the blockers had made it to the second level and opened up a lane. They only had one guy to block on the outside, and everybody else was the inside. They were shored up, and he just had that clear path off to the left, the far corner to the touchdown, to the end zone.
So 41-7 here in Zilla, 5:48 left here in the first half. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Still going to take that timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Squirt some. Hey, there, everybody. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson as it is a bit of an interesting game here. 5:48 left here in the first half, 41-7. Man, I can't get over it. Man, of smoke. It's almost hazy looking at the field.
This is making it rough to breathe.
And he's taking about the 10. He's going to bring it up.
There.
Trying to shed a tackle and couldn't get around it as a missed tackle.
About the 16
me,
or 17.
A missed block by, I believe, 68. Oh, that's Pfeiffer. 64, excuse me. 64 misses a tackle.
A block.
A block, excuse me. Goodness gracious. And we are stuck at around the 15-yard line. So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10, 5:40 left here in the first half as it's 41-7. I knew I'd get it out eventually, but it
Let's
was
see.
Challenging to say
Looks
the
like
least.
We have Pfeiffer kind of stacking on the receiver on the left side now. We have the two backs.
The snap
high snap again. Bumps into Gutierrez.
To get out and scramble, but they bring him down, I think, behind the line of scrimmage. Or maybe
I
right
think
at
Gutierrez
the line of
missed a block there.
I was wondering about that myself.
Yeah, I think they got him behind it. It looked like the defender was going to the side, and I think that's the man he was supposed to block. And so I think Luis was looking for someone else, and then that defender turned, and once he got by Luis, I think that defender kind of faked out Luis on that one.
I was kind of wondering that myself, but, I mean, it didn't help the fact that
they bumped into each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of threw off the timing to begin with. But, I mean, so you're looking at a quarterback that's played quarterback one other game. You're looking at a brand-new fullback back there.
Yep.
That's never done the running back. You know, it's you expect to have some miscues like that. Gutierrez is in the slot.
Nice.
Come on, throw it.
And they're going to try to run it up. I was wondering that myself.
He was wide open on a short little in route cutting across about 4 yards past the line of scrimmage. I mean, it wide open. If he could have caught it, it'd have been great, but Hafen just didn't get the time that he was looking to, and he had to tuck it and try running and ended up taking a sack. Uh-oh, I said there's a Zilla player over here that's getting carried off the field on the sideline. Is that number 9? Is that their...
Not able to see his number yet.
No, number 9 still out there with the pink sleeves. I think that's like a 6 or an 8.
I think it's 8.
That is, I think, one of their receivers and defensive backs.
He's definitely been a key player in this game.
He's been
so
out
far.
There a lot. That's not good. Hopefully that young man's all right.
So they're back to throw it. Quick throw and into the hands
just
of Fry,
in front
but
of
misses
James
it.
Fry.
He stretches out to try to pick it up. Nothing doing. So 3rd and 13 turns into a 4th and 13, and they're deep in their own zone. So you got to expect a punt here as 3:45 left here in the first half, 41-7. Is your score, of course. And the snaps have been high tonight, unfortunately, Jason.
Yeah, they started out fine, but you know, I think the guys have gotten a little excited here and kind of rattled, and now we're getting those high snaps. This one looked good.
Yeah, it was.
There's a nice booming punt to that dangerous number 9 again, who's quick and shifty, makes Jace Pfeiffer miss.
And they're trying to
Fry got knocked down.
My goodness, they're going to get it? They don't. They brought it in all the way.
Fry looks like he might be hurt.
Wow. What an absolute run that was.
It really kind of looked like to me it was a block in the back on James Fry, but I didn't get a real clear look at it. Could have just been my angle. But I don't see any flags.
From the near side. All the way up, cutting across to the far side, and just bobs and weaves all the way over. Number 9 gets another return. Boy, definitely not the tallest player on the team, but boy, does he have some speed and some quickness. And, it, you know, just like you say before, he gets quick in a hurry.
Yeah, so the difference between fast and quick is quick, you're fast in a hurry.
Yeah.
And that number 9 is, he can turn it on, and he's very good about knowing when to slow down and wait and get the timing on the blocks. He watches those blocks ahead of him. So I really like his awareness with that timing. He does a very good job with it, unfortunately for the Hawks.
Definitely interesting player to watch as it is 3:28 here in the first half, 48-7. We're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Bigger. Welcome back, folks, as we have a 48-7 ball game here. 3:28 left here in the first half of the game. And we are about to kick off again as the wind is picking
they
up
are about
just
to kick
a
off
touch,
to us again.
But not much, but probably hitting that 4, maybe 5 mile an hour.
Just enough to hit my bald head on the top of the stands here. wearing a trucker's hat. That's a little chilly. Okay, so heard the whistle. He's back thinking about it. Here we go.
Kick is
low
and into the hands of Gies. Oh, no, it's not.
It's not Gies.
He dropped it twice. Again.
Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer's the one that gets it. So we're all the way back to the 15.
Jace. Yeah, Jace kind of dropped it the first time. It bounced. He went to pick it up. It slipped out of his hands again. Finally, he was able to. He tried falling on it, but it got away from him, so he was still able to get hands on it and scoop it underneath his chest before anyone else could get there and pick it up.
Thankfully, man, it's like it was, you know, he almost kicked it, too, trying to pick it up. It was
this is interesting. Gutierrez is going out. I wonder who's – are we putting more receivers in or – what do we have? Who's out there? I can't see that jersey number.
So it looks like
14, 44.
Is that?
I can't tell who that is. Hand off to James. No, Hafen has it running right.
Taken to the far side,
way right,
trying to get around there, and that was dangerous as he tried to get by a tackling.
He tried to spin around, but his arm was sticking out with the ball in it, and I thought someone was going to strip it.
I was wondering that myself. That's what I was talking about being dangerous because he really just. Stuck his arm right on out of
there. I think that was 44 Deshofsky. He's one of our backup running backs. We've seen him out there before in the backfield on offense. So I think it was 44. But it was couldn't see that first digit.
So a Hank Ward, Edward Jones, first and 10 turn into a second and 8 at 2:38 left here in the first half. Here's the snap, looking to run it up the middle. No, Hafen's going to take it himself and finds a little bit of a hole to get some traction here. And maybe
shiftiness
second and 5 now.
Made a couple defenders miss.
Third and 4. So a few yards he's going to get.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be about 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4. The board says 3rd and 3. That's kind of what it looks like where they put the ball.
Just about 2 minutes now, 48-7
score. Yeah, okay, so I think they put Gutierrez back in number 54. I think he's taken over center again. I think that's what they were doing over there. I think they sent him back. Yep, Gutierrez is back at center, it looks like.
And he's in – oh, he's in – did he switch jerseys?
Yeah.
He did, okay.
Yeah, he had to go to a lineman position. Low snap.
So low
Uh-oh,
snap
fumbled.
Now, and a fumbled out, and that's not a way to join the game again. But he comes up with it. So.
But he held on to it.
Oof.
Luis is going, hey, man, I didn't do this all week. Well, that's not true. We saw him before the game warming up, practicing long snaps. Like I told Danny, I thought you said he wasn't playing center. Like, well, I'm sure he's the backup. He's going to practice it still.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, when you
Well, that's what I guess Coach said, hey, we're getting too many of these high snaps. But Luis is looking a little rusty there. Come on. Settle down. I think he's just mad he's not getting the ball more.
He gets the ball every play. Every play he touches.
That would be his argument. I think that's his argument. Like, every play I get it.
Looks like they're going to call a timeout. So Hawks going to take timeout. 49 seconds left here. 4th and 9, and it is 48-7. Your score, Hawks are looking to strike back here. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, as I said, 49 seconds left here in the first for the first half of this game. As it's 48-7 is your score, and 4th and 9. And it looks like they're just going to go ahead and punt it. So I don't know if that was just kind of a conversation. And, again, we don't have a play clock to go off of. So it might just have been, hey, let's just call timeout because we don't know what's going on here. Kick is up and touched at about the 45-yard line. So 40 seconds, and they stop the clock. And it's about 41. I think it's closer to the 45.
They looked like they were lining up to go for it on fourth there at first, and I think Coach called the timeout to change his mind and go, let's just go ahead and boot this one.
I might as well. I would like to say it's going to make a difference, but we'll have to see how this plays out first.
I don't know. They were on to something to start the game, but unfortunately, Zilda settled down and quit committing all those penalties.
Motion. He's looking to throw.
Oh, here's a rush. Coming at him. Almost got him.
Pfeiffer gets in the backfield, and that's going to be in the hands of number 9. And a touchdown at about 30 seconds. So that goes up to 54-7. Now with the extra point going to be ongoing here in a moment. And, boy, just right into the hands, about the 5-yard line. And it's like our defensive.
Was that Cody? That was Cody that came around on the right end after the quarterback, wasn't it? Cody Pfeiffer?
No, it was 22.
22? It was Chase Pfeiffer.
Chase Pfeiffer, yeah.
I thought it was 78. Somebody came off the right end around the corner and just about got the quarterback. He barely got away.
He threw the ball while he was being dragged down, but it was still managed to be right into the hands of that number 9.
Well, that
all
was
all the way up at about
now number 9
yard line.
Okay, he's the one that has that, and the PAT is good. Number 9 is the one that we said is fast and quick, and I also mentioned how he slows down, and he outran everybody, and then he saw the ball and slowed down. Here's his awareness and maturity on the field. Saw where the ball was and recognized, I'm too fast, I'm too far, slowed down, let it come to him, and then took off again as soon as it hit his hands.
And it's interesting, too, because once again, for the, third, fourth time in this game, there was no defender near him.
Yeah, he outran him, completely outran him. And the one defensive back that was back, the one safety, was more over to the far side. And he had a corner that was trying to chase him, but just completely outran.
So 30 seconds here, 55-7 is your score as of right now. And they are back on the field, so we're going to keep it right here. No timeout for us. That's right. You're going to have to listen to us just a little bit longer.
We're going to get a long one here in a minute.
Report. And, again, that halftime report is going to go a little extra long this game because of the
senior night for Zilla.
So you'll get a few extra moments of us chatting with you. And we are almost ready to kick off here. And, boy, the temperature is dropping, let me tell you.
I'd say it feels a lot colder than 44 degrees.
It says 44, but, boy, it is cold, and the wind is starting to whip a little bit. The kick is up and dropped back in. That's going to be a touchback. So we'll come out at the 20.
We can't get past this 30-second mark.
So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10. So we're looking around. The crowd is thinning out.
This says 48 degrees. It feels like 48 degrees. I'm not buying it.
With that wind. And again, that wind is probably only 4 miles an hour like they're predicting. But
it says
boy,
two.
It is cutting.
Oh, now it says six.
It says it is just cutting right on through you.
It feels about like 38. Now, it feels much closer to the 32 degrees when I went to work this morning at 435?
Yeah, something like that. So one back with him. He's looking at
rolling
taking
right.
himself. No.
Oh, a little quick pitch to James.
And that's going
to
be on the
I think he got the first down.
22 seconds here. Let's see if they call a timeout. See if they can do it again. 20 seconds. And I think there is a stoppage of the clock.
Just to place the ball, I think.
Still stoppage. No, there we go. Now it's running.
I'd call the timeout.
And it is going to be, they are going to mark it a first down. So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10. That's going to be one of the first,
Let's go. Come on.
10-yard runs of the game. 8 seconds left here. Let's see if they snap it real fast. They
hand
do.
Off.
Fry's going to take it.
Oh, no,
there's
a little
confusion. And he's back. Oh, my goodness. Took four to bring him down, but they do. And that's going to be a loss of yardage for Fry. So 55-7 at the end of the first half, and we got stranded at a first and 10. Again, that was a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10. It is now time for the halftime show, so stick around. We got some information for you. We got some speculation for you, and we got a,
whole lot of something
coming up here, folks. Stick around. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson, and we're live from Zilla as the wind has shifted, and
man,
we're
there's
getting
the
nothing
dairy farm.
But cows. Goodbye, goodbye, burgers.
Smoke.
Hello, cows. As we're looking at, I saw an inflatable shark earlier, and now it's a turtle. So interesting group of people they got up here at Zilla.
I don't know. There's been an orange, kind of looked like a star earlier. I'm not sure what he is walking around. It looked like a star in the distance when he came up closer. I couldn't tell what the young man was.
Now, why am I talking about this, you ask? Well, that's because, boy, that was a very painful second quarter there.
Yeah, that was it, especially after such a good start for the Hawks in the first quarter. I mean, you know, there was a lot of it was just mental mistakes by Zilla with the penalties, but, you know, the Hawks were not getting penalties. They were staying disciplined and, you know, they were executing well. Not the best, but they were definitely doing well against a good team, good defense and offense, especially the Hawks defense was doing a good job. And then the second quarter started and just Zilla settled down and took over. And we started getting some, the Hawks started getting some mental mistakes and some penalties. And I'm not sure there was a Zilla penalty in the second quarter.
There wasn't. There wasn't actually. No, there was offsetting. That was the only one.
I think that was at the very beginning. Yeah, it was at the very beginning when they went 2 yards, when they went from 148 to the other 48.
Well, the only other one was the offsetting penalty for unsportsmanlike. I think that little scuff between.
Yeah, they both were with Geese over here.
But yeah, that was it, I think. So, gosh, 55-7, Jason. How did we get here?
Just a lot of.
Thank you, cheerleaders, and of course.
Say several missed blocks we saw, or. Just not even necessarily missed blocks. There were a lot of blocks. The players went to block, but just got completely overpowered by Zilla. And then I think just a lot of it on defense. And there was a lot that it wasn't that they were getting faked out or anything. They were responding, going the right direction toward the play, but just Zilla being able to get the blockers in place. And I think there's a size and strength advantage there that the Hawks couldn't get by them. You had those two touchdowns in a row. One, there was the one that was a penalty that came back. And then the very next play was almost identical. The blocking scheme was the same. It's just the running back, instead of running straight for the hole, it was a misdirection.
Yeah, a little bit of a zig.
And otherwise, the blockers took the same route, and it was that same run off to the far corner, the left side off left tackle. And just every time, it's you see the Hawks players are there at the fringe of that running lane, but just can't get past those blockers. So Zilla's doing a great job blocking. I think that's been the biggest thing for them. They've had trouble in the passing game with, a couple of the players not getting hands on it as well, especially the first quarter, and then the quarterbacks had trouble running around. But down the field, though, they're getting the blocks where they need them, and that number nine is tearing us up. He had the punt return. He's had a reception and a run for a touchdown.
Well, we're also looking in the face of, what, three pick sixes, two pick sixes?
I think it was two pick sixes.
Yeah. That's hard to overcome.
And there was at least one other interception, too, that wasn't returned for a touchdown. So, again, that was all in the second quarter. In the first quarter, we were good. We weren't turning the ball over. They were.
And I really thought this would be just a different ball game in general. Just
they had another fumble in the second quarter.
They did. Yeah, I mean, well, let's look at the very first, the first 2 minutes of this ball game. We had Zilla got the ball, immediately got stripped of it. Hawks picked it up and took it in for – was that when we got our point? It was, right? No, that was our
– no, the touchdown was our... the touchdown was Logan Hafen.
Logan Hafen,
the lone
that's
touchdown
right.
was Logan Hafen at 8-0-8 in the first quarter. Pick six, interception for a touchdown. He just came out of nowhere right between the quarterback and the receiver. I don't even remember seeing the quarterback under a lot of pressure. He just turned left to throw it, and – Hafen in stride grabbed the ball and ran it in for about, 10, 15 yards?
It really was. And it was interesting because he was about, he had to be at least 5 feet closer to the quarterback than the
He was right between receiver and the quarterback. There was one receiver.
He was probably about
five
feet away from that receiver, though.
No. That was about 5 yards. That wasn't 5 feet.
But, yeah.
It's closer to 5 yards.
5 yards, yeah.
But the quarterback was rolling to his left toward the near sideline, right toward Hafen. And, yeah, Hafen just came running up, snatched the ball. It looked like out of midair because it wasn't very high. He wasn't throwing very far and took it right in for that lone touchdown for the Hawks. So far, that's the best play for the Hawks, I think, this game. But, it was our one touchdown. We had a couple good drives there on offense, but then, couldn't get it done, finish it off, but the defense was holding.
A couple fumble turnovers. That's what I was saying, the first one, and then we had another one in the second, which was a quick fumble turnover by, was it Weed?
Well, there were two Zilla fumbles in the first quarter, and then they did it again in the second quarter. I think it was toward the end or about midway through, they fumbled it again and we got it back, kind of to our surprise because they had all of a sudden started doing really well. Mm-hmm. But then, if I'm not mistaken, that was the drive we got was that the high snap that was,
it was fumble? That was
the high snap drive. So that's another problem is we've had trouble with the snaps. The first quarter was fine. All of a sudden in the second quarter, our new starting center was snapping them real high. Coach made the change there that last drive, put Gutierrez back in as the center, and we had the low one that caused the sack, loss of about 3 yards. And then it just, we went nowhere after that on the next down and then punted. That was the last offensive drive for the Hawks. So, or I think second to last, because the last
second
one
Second to last, yeah. The other one we had we finally had a good run from Fry, finally was able to get around that corner, and boy, took off for, again, that was the first 10-yard
rush that the Hawks have had.
And it was great, but again, he was able to turn that corner finally. And when he's able to, man, he has the speed to get around and the momentum to kind of get through a couple of those tackles.
He can make people miss, and he can break tackles.
But he just can't, you know, if he can't get that around that corner.
If there's a wall of people in your way and you can't get there, I mean, what else are you going to do? He tries to juke and find another hole, but every time, the vast majority of the time, it's in front of him going to the side is blocked. And when he tries to turn toward the line of scrimmage, there's bodies in the way there too.
And you know, one thing too is that defensive line is just eating up our offensive line.
Yep.
Because there's no holes to even try to run it up through the middle. And if, you know, and even again, when I was talking about those big passes, when Hafen was making those big passes, you know, to Pfeiffer and to Geese, he was under pressure and they had two defensive, you know, they had both, Gutierrez and Fry, running blockers. I mean, there was two guys blocking,
mm-hmm.
and there was another three guys coming at him.
Yep.
I mean, and they were making it to Hafen, and he's having to throw under pressure.
Yep.
It was definitely something that has been challenging this game for them. And we're going to dive into it just a little bit more when we get back. But you're listening to Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Now, Jason, you were talking to me about the offensive line and that defensive rush that we've had to put up with.
Yeah, so the Zilla's been consistently bringing blitzes, and not just five guys. I mean, we're talking six or seven guys. Most of their linebackers are rushing. They're defensive linemen are rushing, and it's too many people for the offensive line. When we have had success in passing, or at least the quarterback's had time to pass, it's when he has Gutierrez and Fry remaining in the backfield to block, those extra men come in, but then that limits our receivers downfield,
yep.
And somebody's usually getting a double coverage because there are more defensive backs than, you know, the three receivers. And I think that's illustrated by one of the last plays of the quarter was we had four wide. They put Gutierrez in the left slot. He did a 4 or 5 yard in route, wide open middle of the field. There were no defenders. covering any of it. And it looked like somebody else was on a slant or an in route coming from the other side a few yards back, deeper than Gutierrez was. But Fry was getting rushed by so many people, he didn't have a chance to throw it. He tried to run with it because he didn't have time to stand up and throw, and he ended up getting a three-yard sack. You know, because it just, what are you going to do? You have five blockers, but you have seven or eight guys coming at you. Someone's going to get through.
Yeah.
So Hafen's not getting time to throw the ball, even when
Hafen's
open.
Been doing a fantastic
He's
job.
He's been doing a great job
pocket,
recognizing though. It and trying this to boy, move, but make something happen. But it's just.
His scramble has been incredible.
He's run a lot of yards left and right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And out of necessity, not design plays. So, I don't know what to do there. I mean, the only thing I could think of to do is to start bringing in people close around the line, run more of like a kind of a goal line formation, if you will, where you have everybody in tight. Maybe that opens up some run lanes, some holes. You can still dump some short passes off, but stacking those bodies close to the line and keeping everybody right there might be the only way to push through it. But, yeah, the Zilla's definitely overwhelming the offensive line with bodies.
You can definitely say that again. So as we have about 3 minutes left here before kickoff of the third, it is the score of 55-7. It is definitely going to be a challenging second half for your Hawks, but we'll see what comes of it as we wrap up the halftime show. Jason, any other thoughts before we send it to commercial?
No.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We got the third coming up here in just a few moments. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's LNG Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson, and you're joining us as we are broadcasting live from Zilla Leopards Arena here.
Stadium.
The Andy Collins Memorial Field from Zilla, Washington, and it is a cold, slightly windy, and boy, fall is definitely here, Jason.
Yeah, winter's knocking on the door.
It is cold as kickoff is about to happen here.
I usually like
momentarily.
The cold.
I do too, man. I feel a little different tonight. Boy, it's just hitting a little different tonight. that smoke that we were talking about from the barbecues has kind of light up. So thankfully these boys aren't playing in the haze and we can see the field a little better. It's funny though, they were just grilling some burgers, but boy, man, the smoke from that little grill was really putting off some stuff. So
yeah, weather still says 48 degrees feels like 48. I don't think so.
Nope, that's not true.
Feels much colder.
I can guarantee you. So we are about to kick off here. Again, 55-7 is your score at kickoff, and here we go.
Leather.
It is
let
back
her go.
And let her go. There is Pfeiffer gives chase, and it's into the backfield. So we're going to have a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 20. And, Jason, let's see what they decide to do, my friend. I'm thinking I want to see a little bit more of these quick passes. I don't know what I want to see anymore.
Is number 4 on the field or 54?
I'm seeing 54, I think.
54?
Yep. He's Gutierrez is under center.
Yep. No, he is the center.
He is the center. Excuse me.
No one's
under
center.
He's not under center. Look into yeah, it looks like handoff
to
himself.
James.
Oh, my goodness. Huge. Oh, as he's all the way up to the 40.
Oh, no.
The 50,
Hafen gets it.
The 40. The 30.
Flag.
The 20.
Flag
oh, boy,
back at the 40.
It out, and he brings it down at about the 15. My goodness.
I think we're going to have a holder, a block in the back.
He takes off as there was a huge hole. They confused the heck out of Zilla. And boy,
confused me. I was watching Fry.
Oh, were you watching Fry?
I was watching
well?
Fry. Then all of a sudden I saw a Hafen here at the 50-yard line. But back at our own 40, a flag came out. Waiting to see what this call is.
Waiting to see.
They're not taking
all
it back. I'm wondering if it's on Zilla.
You're on the yellow yellow soccer line here, just past the 15-yard line. I think it's around the 13-yard line. So it's a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10, and a great way to start the third here for the Hawks.
I'm wondering if that was another sideline warning. I don't know. I mean,
sideline interference, 5-yard walk off, first and 10.
Sideline interference on Zilla.
So a 5-yard walk off. So
that's what it was. Everybody
yards.
Got too close.
Here we go, first and 10. And he's handed off right up the middle. No, he's going to take it himself again as he's going to cut around and manages to get up past the 5-yard line.
These two are
4-yard line, maybe, is where we're at.
They are really good at that fake.
It takes two to trip him up and bring him down. Hafen gets another carry.
I'm not liking it. Jace Pfeiffer's kind of limping. It kind of looks like maybe he's getting a cramp or something. He's kind of beating his hamstring and trying to stretch it, but.
9:53 here left in the third, first and 10, second and goal, but second and probably 4 is what I'm thinking, second and 4 here.
Looks about like 4, maybe 3. It's hard to tell from this angle. Let's
two back
see.
With
Chase
them.
In the left slot. Looks like they're bringing that blitz again.
Yeah,
hand it off to Fry
right
up the middle.
Fry's going to take
it. He has
it. And
it's
did
in.
They give it to him?
Oh, they gave it to him. He made it a yard inside before he got pushed back.
I'm not seeing the hands up,
oh,
though.
Oh, come on. He was across that line. I saw his left foot go across it.
Not far enough, sir. So they're right there at the half.
Oh, I have a problem with
half
that one.
Mark.
Mm.
You go down there and tell them all about it there, Jason.
if I wouldn't get carted out of here in that sheriff's car, I'd be happy to.
Third and a mere inch.
I'm telling you, he was over that line.
Is what it looks like.
All right, yeah, they're showing him. It looks, yeah.
Third and a football length.
Less than a
looking
to
run right up the middle again, and he's dragged down. They're pushing him. They're pushing and shoving, but he's going to stop right at that line of scrimmage.
I think that's no gain.
And, no, they're going to bring him back, actually.
They're bringing him. Bringing him back.
They brought him back a yard, so fourth. The board says fourth and 2. He looks to be about fourth and 1. As the crowd is
about
getting
one and rowdy a half.
Here. As we're trying to see if they can push it on through.
Well, Danny, you were wondering if our voices were going to carry. I think we just got
it
our
does.
Answer
it
from
sure
the crowd
does.
In front of us. All right.
Trying to
oh,
run it in.
Hafen's
going to
take
himself,
a nice blocking up the middle. I think that might be the star of the game for the Hawks. He's got an offensive and a defensive touchdown in the same game. How about that?
Good job, young man, as he brings it in for another 6 points. And 7:59 here, manages to get that fourth and two carry, I think is what it might be officially ruled as the board has read that. So we're going to go for the extra point here a moment, I believe.
They're going for the kicker, too. They're lining
they're
up
going
for,
two. For two. Here we go.
Why not?
55-13, 7:59 left here. They're going to throw it, and
rolling.
He's scrambling.
Nope.
Manages
rolling left.
To get on the
oh,
inside.
He's going for it. He's taking it.
Himself.
He has to.
Over it. Gets a jump, and there he goes. Gets eight. That's an octopus there, Jason, in case you were wondering. Got himself an octopus. 7:59.
An octopus? It's not eight. That's only 2 points, Danny. I wish it were eight.
Oh, yeah. That's not math. 6, 7, 8. Yeah, no, there we go. That is an octopus. 8. Because
eight, okay, eight,
he
eight total.
It,
okay. 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 I'll
right.
give you that one.
You ruined
my
whole momentum.
I'm talking the 2 point conversion.
This is what happens here when you ruin my momentum. We sound like idiots. Oh, goodness.
We
All
speak
right.
for yourself.
Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. We'll see you on the other side.
That's a 2 point play. That's not a. Are we going to break?
No, we're not going to break. That's all right. We'll stick around.
It's called a 2 point conversion for a reason, Danny, not an 8 point conversion.
Look. There, I look.
I'll Which die is, on this hill.
It's
okay.
A thing, okay. All right. He,
I forgot
scored,
that. I haven't
he scored a touchdown.
I haven't heard you say it once this year. I forgot about
Ooh,
it.
That hasn't happened this year.
Not for us.
He because he just got.
It has
two,
happened for others.
He scored that touchdown too. So he
yes.
got himself. Yeah, he got himself.
He
a
got
proper
eight. But I mean,
right
the whole. Yes, the whole drive resulted in 8 points. The play resulted in two. Oh boy. All right, they're getting lined up for a kickoff.
Goodness.
This is number three for us tonight.
Four.
We kicked off the start, right?
Yes.
We have two scoring drives.
So three it is.
Well, two scores, not scoring. Wasn't really a drive. Well, I guess it was their drive.
7:59 here left in the third. 55-15 is your score, and the kick is up. And high but shallow, drops it about the 25. He's taking it up through the middle, finds a hole, and gets on the near side. He's at the 50. He's at the 40 and tripped up.
Oh,
but no,
man.
He's struggling along.
Uh-oh.
He's at the 10. That's going to be a touchdown.
And we have a Hawk down rolling around on the ground. That looks like Deshofsky.
Deshofsky is up but hurting.
He's hopping.
As he's hopping back over to the sideline, and that's going to be a very good return for the for Zilla there. As up on the board to 55-15 now. I don't think they updated the score. He was already at 55, right?
Correct.
Okay. So
not
they haven't updated
yet.
The board. Yeah, there we go. 61-15 15 right now. 7:37 left. And that was the time of that touchdown. Extra point is what they're going for.
Let's see. There's the snap, the hold, and right down the middle.
There's 7 points, 62-15, 7:37 left in the third. This time we're going to take a timeout.
All right, Leopard fans.
And that is going to be Hank,
Hank Ward and Edward Jones.
Hank
first down
Edward
touchdown.
Jones. There we go. Thank you. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Jason, you're listening to Hawks Radio. It's 102.3 FM, KGDC.
Listen to Hawks Radio? I am Hawks Radio.
Oh, yeah, you are Hawks Radio. That's right.
These people, poor people are listening
to
me.
These people, unfortunately, in front of us are listening to Oxford a little too close to home, let me tell you.
Next time we broadcast from the stands, we should probably provide earplugs for everybody.
7:37. Glad you're hanging out with us here as the Hawks are about to receive the ball here again with the kick is up and booted on back and picked up at a the 5 as he's going to take it up, and it's a good
run. Nice. He cut
here all
left.
The way up about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, looks like we got just over the 25.
As the clock continues to wind, it's 7:26 here. It's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down. So a first and 10 here. 62-15 is your score. So we have officially hit that mercy roll timing-wise. So the clock is going to continue to wind down now. Again, 7 minutes here in the third. Looks like we're going to be in that same formation we've been at all
year
long.
That's right. They're still fighting. I like it.
And it looks like 44 and Fry is back with them. 44 is
Dyshofsky.
That's right.
He was the one that was limping.
Big throw on up.
Throw to Pfeiffer.
And that is in the hand.
Oh no!
And intercepted by number 22, Pfeiffer. Boy, I don't know if he had a bad read on that, but he got over. It was underneath him. That young wide receiver right there, that defensive back, he saw that ball coming in.
Yep.
He knew he was right there, and Pfeiffer was trying to react to it.
It looked like Pfeiffer maybe lost it and was trying to figure out where the ball was, but the defender had eyes on it the whole time, and yeah, Jace couldn't get in there to break it up or get the ball.
Good effort by
He tried.
Jace is trying to.
But he couldn't get there. Yeah.
Couldn't quite do it. So 6 minutes, 52-15, and it's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first and 10 for Zilla at the 45-yard line, their own 45. Snap is going to be low and in the hands, handed off, and brought down. That's going to be a loss of yardage there. So good job, Hawks, as he brings down 25. Haven't seen 25 in this position yet as running back.
No, he's been out wide.
This is the same young man that got in the spat with
Geese
earlier as well.
Yeah, and it looked like Geese was turning around saying something to him as he was walking away. Again, I'd like to see him settle down and not get drawn into that.
So 5:13. Second and 16 at the 40. Motion. Handed it off right up through the middle again and brought down. 78 is going to be on top.
Oh, did the ball pop out again?
The ball might have popped, but I think they came up with it.
I think they recovered it.
And they did.
Yeah.
So it looks like Geese ended up being right there at the
they
stop.
They fumbled it, but they got it back this time. I think it's the first time they recovered their own fumble.
And 25 is coming off. Number 6 is coming in at 4:30 left here, 3rd and 15. 3rd and 15 is probably the longest drive we've seen for them, except for a mere moment ago when it was 2nd and 16.
They've had a couple penalties. And
it's going to be run up through the middle and a lot of traffic up front. Number 8 is going to bring them down with the assistance of 68.
He was going left to center, but still inside the left tackle. And we were definitely bringing the blitz there, got in the backfield and stopped him again.
So 4th and 15, going to bring out the punt team in the first time for this ball game, as it is 4 minutes left here in the third. 62-15 is your score again. Going to be punting from about the 43.
It's like 42 and a half. No, I think that's the 42-yard line
it is
looking
42,
at it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's 42 yards. From their own 42. Looks like we have, is that Hafen back to receive?
I can't see that number.
Nope, here's a flag on the near sideline.
On the near side. That's going to be
went
missed.
Over his head. That
dropped.
Was Hafen. Let it go.
And they're going to touch that at about the 5-ish.
Let's see what the flag is. Is it on the sideline again?
It's inside the 10. It might be closer to the 5 than the 10, though. And there is going to be a
false start
on the offense. And let's see. Somebody in the crowd's not liking that call. As hearing some people shouting about that. But let's see. Are they going to redo it? I think they.
No, Yeah, somebody shouted, call it both ways, ref. But from my perspective, they've been calling it both ways.
Seems like it.
I think this has been one of the better called games we've seen, especially in recent weeks.
For the season, yeah.
As far as penalties go, spot of the ball, I have a gripe or two. But
well, there was also, I mean, we had that issue last season, or I'm sorry, last game, too, with the spot of the ball. It was interesting. So it's going to be a 4th and 18 now. As it was a, what was it, a false start, I think?
False start.
Okay.
Yep.
So 60's coming on as he's a little delayed. Again, I think it's interesting we don't have a play clock anywhere, and I wonder if they've been over a couple times.
Almost got a hand on that kick. That is a high, short kick.
Oh, that was Cody. Almost got a hand on that one.
And is bouncing back in our favor. How about that? So looks like they're gonna bring it down right around the Hawks' 30-yard line. First and 10, Hawks. Hey, I like that. It took a Hawks bounce.
It sure did. And, man, I would really like to – man, Pfeiffer got a
– he almost got a hand on that.
Really
he was
did.
Inches away from front tipping that ball.
Huge jump.
That was a heck of a stretch.
He almost used the he's using the shoulders of the defense or the lineman that he was he
like
was that kind of
pushed
on up on him, man. He's
looked like he pushed his arms off him.
126 here left, and it looks like they're going to do a quick switch in the backfield. And two back with them. Motion.
Pfeiffer
on the near side to far side. Hand it off right up the middle.
James
they're going to bring it on the near side.
Bouncing left.
Get out of a little bit of a shuffle and zigzag around. That's going to be two, three.
Broke two tackles, and it took three people to bring James Fry down. How about that?
Good job, young man, as he gets some yardage there. Almost, Hank Gordon Edward Jones, 1st and 10, turns into a 2nd and 4. As, boy, he definitely ran more yards than just that mere.
He
six.
Ran as many to the left as he did forward, but that was a nice gain. That's about. You know, the board says 2nd and 4, but it really looks like it's about 2 yards.
I think the ball placement looks closer. That's one of those situations
maybe
where it's
I think
not
maybe the stick's not quite on the 40-yard line, wherever. It's really tough to see at this angle.
So one back with him.
4 wide.
Is that Fry back with him,
here.
I believe?
That's Fry back.
So he's going to take it himself. No, he's going to pitch it
to
Fry.
Speed option.
Hafen's going
to pitched out to Fry, but I think we just lost yards.
Hafen maybe missed that block or just couldn't quite get there enough as a quick pitch to Fry. Didn't
well,
do
it,
anything.
It looked like the
back.
Defender was going after, so a speed option to the right. So quarterback hangs on to it. Running back's running alongside him, kind of behind him a couple yards to the right side. And he either a quarterback can keep it and run, or he can pitch back behind him. And it looked like the defender was coming for Hafen, so he pitched it back to Fry, and the defender ended up going on after Fry.
So we are now at the end of the third, and we got 12 more minutes left here in this ball game. End of the third, score is 62-15. We are at a 3rd and 4, and we're going to take a quick 30 seconds timeout. We'll see you on the other side, Hawks Radio. 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Weebly joined by Jason Watson as they've switched sides now. And the Hawks are moving from left to right on your radio dial with, let's see, Hafen back with Fry at the 35-yard line. The snap. Fry's going to get it, take it, and drop about a yard back from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, looks like
so he's
going to
be
loss.
38 now. I'm sorry. That's the wrong direction. That's going to be 34.
Oh, no, they
oh,
put
the
it right on
right
the line
on
of scrimmage.
35. Okay. We'll take that.
Okay.
So 4th and 6 is what we're looking at. Clock is winding down. We're at the 11:36 again. We're past that point now, so the clock will continue to move. 62-15 is your score for a fourth and six drive. I think they're going to end up they're going to go for it here.
Yeah, they're going for it. Three wide out to the left. Looks like James is in the back.
And they're
going
to give it to him again.
Nope. No, Hafen hangs on to it. He's moving around.
First down. He's on the near side and trying to get a little further. Boy,
he got it.
All the way going
got
to the
about an extra
far
4 or 5 yards.
Wrapped around to the front and cut on in before he started getting a little more traction. So got himself a first down as it's a Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10 at 10:54.
Man, they're good
at
those things.
Man, I'll tell you.
I thought James had it, and then all of a sudden saw Hafen running. He waited for everybody to commit to James and then ran just kind of left to center, went up about 5 yards, made a hard cut back to the right to the near side, and took it up about another 10 total because he got the first down plus about five.
He did, yeah. It was boy, really good opportunity, really good running, heads up running by Hafen for sure. As
Fries out in the left slot again, four wide.
And it's down right in the pocket as he's a big pass to the
throwing
left side.
Fry
just out of the reach.
Led a little too much.
But, boy, what a great route that was for Fry as it was right on target. But just,
well, it wasn't on target,
but it was
beautiful.
Ahead,
he was ahead of the defenders.
Yeah.
There was one other defender over there but was chasing down another receiver down the far side. I think that was Geese. And, yeah, that would have been a big, big gain because Fry would have caught that right around the first down marker. Definitely would have, I think, picked up the 10.
So second and 10 here.
9:53. Little too much on that one.
Two back with him. That's going to be Fry and 44, which is his
44 is Dashofsky.
Dashofsky, that's right. Excuse me. Fry's going to take it.
No, Hafen has it again.
Taking him again as he finds a hole and manages to get
thing.
About nine. Eight, 9 yards, so third and one or two.
He didn't make it all the way back to the near sideline, but he definitely kind of cut back to the right some up the middle.
It's an interesting play because he's kind of going, and he starts to run, but he kind of jukes and jives. He's kind of almost hanging out, going slow. He's not just
he's watching
he's
the blocks,
just,
watching where the hole
yeah,
is.
He's not just flat taking off, you know, which is a lot of what we've been seeing throughout the year. But right now, man, he's finding that hole, that flow. Like, honestly, like Zilla's been doing this game.
And number nine has, yeah. He's being patient with it, letting the blocks develop, and then, going for the open space.
So three options again. Let's see what happens. They're going to throw it.
Under pressure.
And Pfeiffer's going to pick it up around Chase the first down marker. And that's around the 30 and brought down and around the 25.
Looked like Jace was maybe on a little slant over there to the left side. Caught it right around the first down marker and got about another seven yards or so, 7 or 10 yards.
Not too bad at around the 30, I think is where we're going to mark it. And Cheer Squad's
right
pepping us up
30.
Here as it's a Hank Gordon, Edward Jones first and 10.
Still a 30-yard line.
It's 8:12 left here in this ball game, 62-15.
Did you say the thing?
As it is, yes, I did. It's Hank Gordon, Edward Jones first and 10. And looks like we have 7 and 30 switching sides, two back with him. And Hafen's going to snap the ball here.
Well, he's going to get the snap.
And he's going to take
it
himself
again
and manages to kind of weasel it
on up
out
of
there. And there's a first
he's
down.
He's dragging two players.
He's dragging two or three players.
They
Jason,
had to
I've
pick his
before,
leg up
and I've
from
said
the
it again.
Knee.
It's important to learn to weasel out of things. It's what separates us from the animals.
That wasn't weaseling. That
Except
was power.
The weasel.
The young man couldn't bring him down. Had to grab his just below the knee and pick it up off the ground so he couldn't keep stepping.
Man, I'll tell you what, that was really it. They were ripping. No, you got to stop here. He is a powerhouse.
Tackler tried getting
him
and he pushed him off and then he just reached down and grabbed right under the knee and picked it up off the ground. If I can't bring you down, I'll trip you.
Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, a first and 10, 7 minutes left here in the ballgame, 62-15.
That's right.
We are all the way at the 15-yard line into the red zone.
Four wide.
Zilla, again, they're moving left to right on you.
Fry's back, and Dashofsky's in the left slot. I want to see a pass to Pfeiffer for a touchdown.
Let's see. He might happen right here. Quick pass.
Oh, no, Fry.
Fry's going to take it, and he's about the 5. And
about
gets tripped up. 6-yard line, it looks like. Took three to bring him down, finally, officially, that is, at least. But manages to kind of just get tripped up there. And a quick pass worked out pretty well for second.
So that was the screen.
Second. It was, yeah.
Right, and the receiver's blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Because Fry was in the backfield. Dashofsky, who's been in the back when Fry goes wide, Dashofsky was in that left slot. And the two receivers over on the right, Pfeiffer and...
So that same formation's happening again.
Somebody else set up some nice blocks.
And the snap,
uh-oh,
and that's going to be a missed ball! Oh, my goodness, I think they
Zilla
came up with it. They did.
Yep.
Oh, boy. So 6 minutes left here in the ball game, 62-15, and it now turns into a first and 10 for Zilla at the 15-yard line as a missed snap. A low snap turns into a bit of a fumbled ball.
Ooh.
And I saw Fry
leap tried
towards
to get
it, but couldn't get it as that lineman managed to break
on
through and get to it. So not the way you wanted to see that end of that drive happen,
that was going
folks,
so well.
Because that was one of the best drives I've seen, not only in this ball game, by the Hawks.
That's all the better ones for the year.
Might have even been by the year. That's, you know.
All right, they're throwing.
Stole
deep.
It, and that is deep and in the air, and 18 picks it up and brings it all the way down at about the 45
yard
line.
I thought
line.
It hit the ground. No, they're saying it was complete.
Matlack was the intended target there, and boy, picked it up. What a throw.
I thought I saw it bounce off the ground, but apparently not.
And that was one of those throws that I'm telling you, you know, that I was talking about early in the season, that Fry, Brandon Fry was doing those little bloopers, you know, just big air ball going up. And
oh, yeah, that was a bomb.
That thing was,
that was high,
and
it went long. I mean, he threw from about 3-4 yards, it looked like in the end zone, threw it all the way down to the, 40, 45?
Yeah, just about.
Hand off to 25.
And it's going to be handed off, 25 on the near side, and three tries to trip him up. He does, as looks like Hafen's going to bring him down.
It's an off-tackle run to the left side, the near sideline.
Hafen looked like he almost didn't even know how to react to that. That's why he kind of just was like, and kind of dove at him there and tripped him up. Kid has some speed on him. Let me tell you.
It looked like he was looking the other way and then realized, oh, he's coming at me.
So 3:55 here, 62-15 is your score. It's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10.
It's a good save by
Hafen. And one back with the quarterback here. That is going to be that 26 again. 25, excuse me.
Back to
and they're
pass.
Going to throw it.
Getting
a lot of
brushed.
Pressure.
Uh-oh,
he's getting chased out, but a big bomb all the way up into the end zone and grabbed.
That's
going to
be interference.
Flag, and that's going to be a pass interference. I'm assuming that's going to be waved off.
I'm thinking that was on the defense. And Offensive pass interference.
Haven't heard that one. All right. And
okay,
Rep's having
that.
A quick conversation. And we're coming back. So a third and 10. And boy,
I assumed it was going to be on the Hawks. I didn't think. Now, that's one of those things that usually gets called as defensive pass interference, but I usually don't agree with it. Just the defender going back, trying to get a hand up, and the receiver stops. You run into him, but that's usually called on the defense.
70. I'm sorry, I'm distracted. There's some
I don't
serious
know.
Shouting happening
yeah.
on the Zilla sideline, and it looks like 77 is now beating his teammates with a bottle into the helmet. I'm assuming to punish them for making the mistake. I'm not quite sure. all jokingly,
I don't know, number
of course,
number
but
nine's
he's
doing some dancing over here. Looks like he's waving money
upset
around.
Upset about something. So they're back. That was called off, and it's a 5-yard penalty. Motion from the far side to the near side.
No,
so now it's about 50 yard, right around the 50-yard line. It's
25.
First and 25. Oh, gosh, they got really 10 back. And that's going to be a big, long bomb to the far side. And that is
intercepted.
Oh, my!
So number 31, who tried to break up the last pass.
Attaboy Watson as he picks it up. First one for the year.
Jasper Watson.
Watson grabs it out of
I wonder
nowhere.
If he has family in Florida.
And it's a first and 10 for your Hawks. That's right. A Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 with a minute 36 left in the ballgame at their, at their own about 24 yard line. Minute 25 here. Let's see if they can get a drive or two. If nothing else to have a little fun. See if they're, I thought they might have called a timeout, but I guess they're not. They're just going
to
keep it running down. So about a minute 12 now.
Let's try to build some morale here and get some good practice in.
That's kind of what I was
call
thinking.
Call the timeout. Let's go. Hurry up.
That's all right. So about a minute now. First and 10 again. One back with Hafen.
And dropping back to pass. They're going into cover. Oh, now they're breaking.
Big pressure. He's big throw here, and that's going to be in the hands of Geese and batted down by Geese. Himself couldn't hold on to it, and that was right at about
the first down marker.
First down marker, 44 seconds, and winding down again. Drop pass, and with that point deficit, it is going to be continuing to wind down.
I think he has a cramp.
I think they're going to try to go for one more, but we'll see if they can make it. 30 seconds, second and 10 is what we're looking at.
I think we're going to get time for maybe one more bomb, and that's it.
I'm seeing Watson out there, too, again. One more bomb it is.
Oh,
a lot
yeah,
of pressure.
Geese is hurting.
Big throw
Too
up
fry,
there.
Intercepted.
50-yard line brought down, and that's going to be the ballgame here, folks. Your final score, 62-15, and the Hawks on the board this game, did a pretty good drive.
Twice.
But couldn't hang on to it as the final score, 15-62.
Zilla. Well, I think we know how the post-game conversation is going to go.
I think
we already kind of discussed it, but we'll do it again, just in case you missed it the first time.
But that's all right. We're going to have plenty of fun things to talk about. And I think we're also going to get a player up here as well. So make sure you stick around, folks. You're listening to Hawks Radio on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you experiencing a slow drain? Call today and whoosh it away. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're offering a $99 main drain line opening. Slow drains, clogs, backed up toilets, and stinky odors mean your sewer line needs to be opened. Don't ignore the problem. It's only going to get worse. Call Total Comfort Solutions today. Our technicians always respond quickly to drain problems. We'll open your drain and whoosh your problems away. Call 204-1744. Total Comfort Solutions. One less thing to worry about.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Thanks for hanging out with us as the postgame show has officially started. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson. And as you could tell, I almost forgot my name there, Jason, because I was so baffled by the amount of fantastic momentum that we had for our last drive. Well,
I like
second to last drive. That was the best drive that we have had this entire season.
I don't know about that. It was up there.
You don't think so,
man? Nah, we've had some other good ones.
My goodness, that was great.
We've had some other really good ones.
Hafen was fantastic.
Oh, Hafen was
tearing
it up.
We're going to have to go into a dive about that. But man, almighty, he was absolutely incredible this game.
No, it was. He did really well. He was doing a lot, especially those runs. And man, I mean, I have to give it to Fry too on that, and that he was doing a great job faking us out. The crowd, the players, everybody thought he had the ball almost every time, and then Hafen was taking it up the middle there for some big gains. So yeah, great job by both of them, but especially Hafen, defense and offense. He's kind of the star for the Hawks this game. We talked about James Fry being the all-around player last week. Hafen took it over this time.
Most definitely. So we're looking at a 62-15 ball game with Zilla on top, and yet another loss for us on this season, making it a whopping, what, 9, I believe?
0-9.
0-9. But one more game for the season, again, tentatively. Set
home
for
game.
I believe next Friday at and that is the bell that
I'm
you're hearing in the background. That
bell.
Is the victory bell. And it is tentatively scheduled for 6. We'll go into that a little bit more. But Jason, if you can give us a sports your official sports score breakdown.
Score breakdown.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Hang on here. I'm trying to, with gloves, get to my notes and turn the page. It's a little challenging. All right. So, scoring summary here. We had in the first, to start it off, the very first score was the Hawks.
That's
about
right.
8 minutes, 8 seconds in the first. Number three, Hayden Hafen, our starting quarterback now. Or Hayden? Is it Hayden or... Logan Hafen, sorry. Hayden is unfortunately out for the season. So Logan Hafen had that pick six, that interception, ran it in. It was about 15 yards or so. First strike was the Hawks, and we got the extra point there. So that took it up 7-0. And then we had, 6-19. Zilla ran it in right around 15 yards or so to tie up the game 7-7. And I think we ended the first quarter 7-7, tied up. We were pretty excited about that. But then Zilla turned it up in the second quarter, and things did not go our way. So 11:48 in the second quarter, had a 52-yard touchdown pass that we thought was a touchdown, but ended up being a penalty. So they brought it back. But then shortly after that at 10:31, we had that half-yard run. That took it to 14-7 Zilla. And then we had the 10-16 shortly after that. And I think we had one good play on offense, and then there was the pick six for Zilla. And that took them up 21-7. And then we had at 8:30, Zilla with about a 30-yard screen pass for a touchdown. But that time the PAT was no good, so it stayed at 27-7. And then let's see. Again, sorry for the delay here, trying to turn pages with gloves on, because it is. I don't agree with the weather, man. I think it's colder than 46 degrees.
Definitely.
But anyway, continuing on here, we had another pick six, another interception for a touchdown at 8:18 in the second quarter. Zilla took it in. That turned out to be 34-7. Then, hold on, I'm going through a lot of notes here. Bear with me, please. At 5:48 left in the second, there was another run off the left tackle. That was a long one right after that penalty. I think this is the one we talked about. Mm-hmm. That took it up to 48-7. And Zilla, 31 seconds left in the half, had a 40-yard pass for a touchdown. PAT was good. We ended the half at 55-7 Zilla. Third quarter, started to see a little bit of a turnaround here. 7:59 in third, we had the 2-yard touchdown run by number three, Hafen again, and we did the two-point conversion. So not only did he run in for a touchdown, he ran in for 2 points, took us up to 15-55. Danny, that was a total of what?
That was an octopus right there.
There you go. He got to say it again. That was Danny's octopus. 8 points total for Hafen on that offensive drive. Again, 55-15 at that point. It's 7:37, so immediately after that, we had a kick return for a touchdown. Took Zilla up to 62-15, and that's where we end it. So,
Jason, that was
no score in the fourth. We got close a time or two there, but yeah, final score, Zilla 62, Hawks 15.
That was a mighty score report there, sir. We're going to take a quick break so you can recover.
Painful scoring summary.
We'll see you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming up. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2, 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to the postgame show. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson. And, boy, a game that is hard to swallow. Let me tell you, as the beginning of this one, we thought this was going to go a much different route.
Again,
score 62-15. And the boys were looking good. I will say that they, for how challenging of a season it's been for them, and for how many overcoming hurdles that they've had, they managed to do a pretty decent job. Especially again coming up against a team that was 6-2 this season. Again, only being beat by Cashmere and Royal,
the two powerhouse
teams in the league. So. I want to talk about, let's talk about play of the game. Jason, I think I know what you're going to do, so I'm going to go first. And I think what I am going to do is, I really like that last interception by Watson.
Watson, Jasper Watson.
First time we really see him in the season too much. You know, he's
I didn't even know there was a Watson on the roster.
And... and comes up with a late game interception and a good one at that, as there was he really just stripped that ball on out of the hands of that intended target.
Now the player he was matched up against is over 6 feet tall. This young man made this huge leap. He is 5'3", 122 pounds. Little guy. He might be the smallest guy on the team.
He is a small guy.
He made
sure.
A huge jump and grab there. For that interception, that was a heck of a play.
That was one of the fantastic, probably one of the best plays of the game. And we were talking about of like what is the play of game? And
he's a freshman.
I was thinking about all right, player of the game. Who's going to get the game ball, right? I originally was thinking about the idea of just Gutierrez, you know, which I love seeing him in that fullback position. I hope to see him next week in the fullback position. I really enjoyed that. However, he didn't get a chance to show off what I think he can do as a power runner.
Yeah, I've he had a couple chances. Season. He got a couple yards. He had one or two that were stuffed.
He had two chances. It wasn't really going to happen.
But tell you what, though, kudos for him in the middle of the game. Go to the sideline, switch your jersey, and change positions in the middle of the game. You've been practicing all week for running the ball. And hey, man, I need you back where you were.
And unfortunately, that first snap was challenging with that low snap that ended up being a sack. But you know what? He came right back up on it, and he was solid.
He was solid the rest of the game.
And another thing that I'd like to point out for him, this is something that you were seeing, and then I was seeing too, but it was the high snap after high snap. He pulled the other center aside real quick. He's like, hey, man, you know, I don't know.
Oh, he was coaching him up.
He coached him up. You know, you saw him take the time to be, hey, let's have a conversation.
He was trying to help his teammate. I like that a lot. That's
good leadership that we like to see. And, again, this is the kind of leadership we've seen with a lot of the seniors. And speaking of seniors, Cody Pfeiffer, we had him on last week, and I think he might be my player of the game. And the only reason I'm saying that is, you know, you had almost that block that happened there at that last punt, where our only punt.
He almost got the hand on the punt.
He was involved in probably 40% of all the takedowns. He was all over the field on that defensive move.
Oh, and he was, especially in the second half, it seemed the majority of the plays, he was in the backfield. He was in the offense's backfield coming from the defensive line. He was involved in, like you said, I think a large portion of the tackles. He just did a phenomenal job on defense. Definitely looked like he was, he was playing with some attitude there with a chip on his shoulder. You know, hey, I want to make something happen here. I thought he had a great game.
I really did too. And I just wanted to give him some kudos. I think he's going to be my player of the game. A little bit of an underrated position per se, but I think it was definitely good. Now, Jason, I think we're all ready for yours. So what do you got?
The play of the game, absolutely that first interception. Hafen just running up there in between, right between the receiver and the quarterback.
First pick six of the season.
Yeah, first one of the game, man, took it in, got the first strike on Zilla. I think surprised everybody. The stands looked stunned. There was kind of this swagger and attitude before that, and that instantly kind of shut a lot of that down.
The amount of hush that went over the crowd.
The team, too, that was over here dancing and yelling and stuff on this. That all stopped. At that point, they went, okay, time to get serious.
Hang on, this team's for real. Hang on.
They're out to prove something. And, you know, my game ball would go to Hafen as well, Logan, because it
– Good pick.
You know, on defense, he was all over the place. He was involved in a lot of the tackles. He made some good coverages. He had the interception for a touchdown. And on offense, he ran it in for a touchdown, and he ran in a two-point conversion. Two things that are not easy to do, especially with this defense, the way they were swarming that backfield. So, you know, in that two-point conversion, he really looked like they were trying to pass. He kind of had to scramble out to the left a little bit and kind of hesitated, waited for a block, and then saw the hole and took it in. So definitely, I think my player of the game is Logan Hafen. And play of the game, again, I have to go with that first interception.
All really good points. And I think that, this game, again, is It was a challenging game. You know, I think we did a lot better than we probably should have, if you'll give me that.
I mean, a lot of the first quarter, I think, was Zilla kind of shooting themselves in the foot. They were making a lot of mental mistakes, getting a lot of penalties they were drawing on themselves, and they kind of started to do it in the fourth as well, then to the third, into the fourth quarter. The Hawks were taking advantage of it and rolling with it. But, the first quarter and especially the fourth quarter, both of those, they had settled down. They were playing smart. They weren't drawing penalties, and they kept fighting. So,
You got that right. So I was hoping we'd get a player to have a conversation with tonight. It doesn't look like it's going to work, but we will try to have one next week for you. And speaking of which, let's see, the Hawks are going to be having week 10 crossover and final game of the season on November 7th, and it will be against Granger High School, and it's going to be back at home at the College Place High School Stadium there. So kickoff time is tentatively at 6 p.m. We might have to shift the game time for availability of officials.
Check the school website to double check that time before you go.
We will definitely we won't keep you posted because I don't have a way of telling you, folks. But
check the school's website.
Yeah, keep it locked on the school website and find out. But you will know for sure that you can tune in right here on 102.3 FM, and we will have the broadcast for you as week 10 in the final game of the season is coming up
back at home
on next Friday.
Seniors get one more chance.
I like to see it against Granger. Should be an interesting game. And, all in all, I think final thoughts of the game here today, final thoughts for today.
I think just a good effort. Good effort by the young men. And let's get ready for that last game.
Good effort. Go home, watch the tape, enjoy a longer break. You get an extra day to prepare for this one, and let's see if we can get a win for the final game of the season. For our producer Jude back at the station, for Jason Watson and myself, Danny Van Vliet, Association Lodge Production. Thank you all very much. You're listening to Hawks Radio on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Have a night.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.